Time to suck the rage, baby.
Sports Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale presents the Neil Rogers Show. To talk to Neil, call 567-0560, toll free for David Broward, or pound 560 on your cell phone.
Let's get pissed off and fired up. Come on.
Neil, his guests, callers, or anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Reed Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group.
Okay.
Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
It's Friday, you bastard.
My name is what? My name is
who?
My name is Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is Slim Shady.
Ha!
Excuse me.
My name is
can I have the attention of the class?
Ha!
My name is
for one second.
My name is
what?
My name is Slim Shady.
Hi, kids. Do you like primates? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? Copy me and do exactly like I did? Try sitting and get messed up worse than my life is? Brain said, wait, trying to get my head straight. Can't figure out which spice girl I want to impregnate. Dre said,
Shady, you a basehead. Why's your face red? You wasted.
What's been stage 12? I felt like a caged elf who said to himself on the shelf, chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela's lips off. Kissed him and said, I ain't no silicone was this soft. Got the pants out and crashed, fall in the grass. Faster than the fat man who sat down too fast. Call me a lady.
Yo, that's my girl, pal.
I don't give a damn. Dre sent me to tick off the world.
Ha! My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha! My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
My English teacher wanted to plunk me in junior high. Thanks a lot. Next semester, I'll be 35. Smacked him in his face when he raced or chased him with a stapler. Told him to change the grade on the paper. Walked in the strip club. My jacket zipped up. Served the bartender and walked out with a tip cup. Extraterrestrial running over pedestrians. Spaceship screaming, let's be friends. 99% of my life I was lied to. Found out my mom does more dope than I do. Told her I'd grow up to be a real famous rapper. Make a record by doing drugs and name it right after. You know you blew up when the women rush your stance. Try to touch your hands like some screaming Usher fans. This guy at White Castle has my autograph.
Can I get your autograph?
So I signed it. Dear Dave, thanks for the support, asshole.
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha! My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Stop the tape, this kid needs to be locked away. Dr. Dre, don't stand there, operate. I'm not ready to leave, it's too scary to die. Be carried inside the cemetery and buried alive. Am I coming or going? I can barely decide. Track a fifth of Kool-Aid, dare me to drive? All my life, I was very deprived. Ain't had a woman in years, my palms are too hairy to hide. Clothes ripped off like the Incredible Hulk. I spit when I talk, I'll do any bitch that walks. When I was little, I used to just throw fits. How you gonna breastfeed me, mom? You ain't got no tits. Lay awake and shove myself in the bed. Bulletproof vest and tap myself in the head. I'm seeming mad, and by the way, when you see my dad, it's gonna be for a porno magazine, my ass.
Ha! My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
what?
My name is
who?
My name is
Slim Shady.
Ha!
My name is
ha!
My name is
what? My name is
kids.
Hi.
Y'all like cutting little stinkers?
Uh-huh.
That funny little
yeah.
sound that comes right out your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do?
Uh-huh.
Get paid for writing little songs about poo-poo?
Ooh.
My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm going to fart on.
Ooh.
And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, did you pass gas?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Man, you low class.
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled. I thought ripping gases and tooting was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch you ate too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. That's my girl, cuz.
I don't give a fuck. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My English teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. dickhead. The problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. I walked in the strip club. My intestines were filled up. Moved the bartender and took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had her fucking her garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a father. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom's got more gas than I do.
Oh, baby.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises made on the crapper. You know you was dirt when the women rushed to leave. You tried to hold it back, but your butt needed relief.
Yeah.
This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go drop the kids off at the pool. My anus, my anus.
Okay, now after hearing the yin and the yang, you got a better understanding of what that's all about?
Yeah.
Oh, good. That's the idea. 10:06. Okay, 10:06 at 560 WQM. Happy Friday to you. How did they ever sell any music before we had music videos? By the way, you know what the first music video was? Allegedly, the first music video was Traveling Man by Rick Nelson, invented by Ozzie Nelson. Anybody believe that?
No.
Well, that's what they tell us. That's what Ozzy said. That was the first music video. And it was very primitive, and they just had like little scenery in the background. He's singing the song, and there's like clips from Hawaii and here and New York and whatever. And that was the first music video. Now, any song without a video is worth a crap. Forget it. For example, last night on MTV, they debuted the world premiere of Britney Spears' new video. And I'm going to tell you one thing. Any hot-blooded heterosexual American guy that wouldn't like to spear Britney, he ain't what he claims to be, you know? She is unbelievable. And then there's something for everybody in that video because they're like on the beach and there's guys in there, one in particular who's like, the focus of her attention. She's looking through the, she's looking at it and he's grabbing it. So there's something for everybody in there. Britney Spears, Jesus, God. I'll tell you, if I were so of that persuasion, man, I'd be like up real close to that TV. I'd have my nose in it and the screen too. But be that as it may, so we got a lot of music here today, and thanks to our good, close, personal friend Kid Curry over at Power 96. We got 98 Degrees. We got Enrique and Iglesias. You know, Enrique must be pissed off at me because we're really slipping, you know what? Remember those good old glory days, as in glory hole?
Well, if your mom hadn't scared him off like that.
Yeah.
Unless it's about hockey, he's not interested.
Click.
Yeah.
And he's sitting right there.
And he's sitting right there in the back. He's got his secretary on the phone calling my house. I'm away on vacation. Ma picks it up. And like Enrique is sitting right there placing a call to my house.
Now, if it's not about hockey, he's not interested.
Click, slam. Thanks, Ma. There goes my Indo-Enrique, even though we do understand from Sam that he has a very a tiny mosquito-like penis. But nevertheless, would that hold that against him? Huh? But anyway, he shined us this time. We didn't get the new copy. We didn't get anything. So we have to count on Kid Curry now, which is really desperate. But he's been more than magnanimous, whatever that means. Yeah, we got 98 Degrees. We got Ricky Martin, who couldn't sing his way out of a paper sack. From Menudo to General Hospital to almost complete obscurity to all of a sudden the Grammys and bigger than, you talk about big and small, yin and yang. I really have no idea how large his member is, nor could I care less, although he does look very good now after the fourth makeover. But, no, seriously, they butched him up. See, the problem was after General Hospital, he got to be looking like such a washed-out queen that nobody wanted to even touch it. And then they did like 24 makeovers? And all of a sudden, he looks, he looks pretty damn good. Still can't sing worth a crap, but he is big. He's gigantic. 9 minutes after 10 at 560 WQM on what promises to be a scintillating Friday. Believe me, I'm telling you, I can feel it, I can smell it. Can't you? What is it that smells?
Cinnamon incense.
Now let me ask you this: how come we can burn incense but we can't smoke?
Because they didn't tell us not to burn incense.
Well, how do they know the difference? Will the incense cover up my cheap cigar that I brought in?
Let's try.
You know, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Make Mom happy by sending her a Beargram from the Vermont Teddy Bear Company. It's still.
Have an extra tooth in my mouth, but the rest of me is okay. Not to worry that not looking there, not when you have double D. Know that the God stare, I've been blessed with a great prayer. I find it hard at times to reach my guitar, but too bad they made me a star. My breaths aren't small, I know that they're not fake, they are my own. And as long as my career goes on, I will never show them.
10:15 to 5:60 WQM, happy Friday to you. So what is it that Tracy Neely wants to know? Does John want an autographed picture of Andrea Bocelli? How does he autograph it? Very carefully? Like with a squiggle, like Greg Reed does?
Maybe he just puts a thumbprint on there.
No, seriously, that's not is that an insensitive question to ask how a blind person autographed a picture? Has he been blind? He wasn't blind from birth, right?
No.
Andrea Bocelli, so he actually may have learned to write because he is white. But anyway, speaking of Greg Reed, by the way, what is that? Britney Spears.
Yeah.
She is hot.
You got me going, so I wanted to...
I'm telling you, is she hot or is she hot? See, I have great taste.
She's hot.
No matter what my persuasion may be, when I see something good, I know what it is. Trust me when I tell you. She is smoldering. Yeah. And her videos, I didn't see I watched the Summit one last night, and I have it on tape. I should bring it in, we could just sit here, yeah. George is looking at it in the picture, too. But the guy that's in her videos, and the one that was in the first video, was they spread it around, there's a little something for everybody in there. So let's find out what people bought music because they saw the video. Anybody in this audience ever see a video and then get turned out of it and go out and buy the music? See, I never would have gotten into Luis Miguel. What was that horrible thing that was on, not Telehit, that was on the satellite? You know, it was on channel...
There were hits. There was Tele-Miami.
Tele-Miami, that was it. And they were playing America. Remember those days back in IOD? And I said, hey, he looks pretty good, whoever what that is. And, of course, then it turned out he could sing great, too, which is like a nice extra benefit, Luis. But I never would have had the slightest amount of interest if I wouldn't have seen the videos first. I bet you we got millions of people. For example, who would go out and buy Eminem? And my anus. Who would have bought that if they wouldn't have heard us playing the thing? Speaking of Greg Reed, by the way. Talking about dumb. Barry Jackass, in his column this morning, takes time out from his obsession with the National Freak Association, the National Baboon Association. He takes time out from that to write about this. WQAM General Manager Greg Reed, whose station's lawsuit against the Marlins over the dismantling of the championship team is still pending, met with Marlins owner John Henry this week and says he's committed to fulfilling the rest of the station's contract to carry the Marlins game. The 5-year, $15 million deal is in its third year, and the Marlins are expecting to receive their full rights fee from WQAM this year. WQAM allegedly withheld about $2 million in last year's rights fees from former owner Wayne Huizenga. Now, here comes the best part. Listen very, very carefully to this. The epitome of stupidity. John thinks the team will be competitive midway through next year, Reed said. Our Marlins ad sales are as slow as they've ever been now, but I'm patient. I don't want to pull the trigger, he said. Is that unbelievable? That's almost as unbelievable as the stuff we heard about that celebrity golf tournament this morning. About Luann, Phyllis, and...
Roy!
Yeah. And somebody else, which for the time being I won't even mention. I won't mention the idea of somebody that they wanted to bring in this year.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I won't mention the name. But at any rate, I mean, just stop and think about this, okay? John Henry says that by the middle of next year, the team is going to be competitive. Is there any reason for anybody to believe that?
No.
Are they going to be drawing any more people after they lose 120 games this year or more?
No.
No. So why will they be more competitive? Where's the money going to come from? Are they going to have a new stadium by next season?
No.
Or maybe ever?
No.
But our general manager, because, again, he's in it for the ego, not for the money, baby. He's in it for the ego. He's Mr. Sports. He's the freaking expert, Greg Reed. He's the jock man. He's the only general manager in the market that wears a jock strap to work every day. You know what?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's right. Maybe that's why he's got that cracked coccyx. He does. He's got a cracked...
No.
Problem. John says the team will be better by midway next year, so we're just going to sit back. And he says the Marlin ad sales are as slow as they've ever been right now. Now, is that saying a lot? Because last year at this same time, nobody wanted to buy any spots on the Marlin games. That's all we heard about at any price. Then this year they start out, what was it, $300 a pop they were trying to get? $250, $300 a spot for the Marlin spot, and everybody like laughed him out of the. They'd walk in the door and they'd say, "Are you kidding me?" They'd fall down on the floor in hysterical laughter. But this man says, "Oh yeah, we're in it. You know, we're not going to panic. We're patient." And so we continue siphoning off the money that all the hard-working people here at QM could be making so that Greg Reed can be the sports maven. He could be the sports hotshot, the big shot. WQAM.
Hey, George.
Yes.
Hey, what's the fax number there?
305.
Oh, this isn't George. How you doing? 305.
650.
Right.
0198.
Oh, hey, Neil.
What are you going
to
fax?
Really good something really good to send you.
What is it?
I was picking up my paper. Let me turn the radio down. Picking up my paper, and the Forum was sitting next to the Sun Sentinel.
What's that?
I don't know, man. I live out in the U. It's a paper in Sunrise.
Yeah.
On the I've never seen it before. I mean, I've seen the Jewish Journal and the Herald, but I said, what the heck is this? But it says, on the front page, restrooms in Sawgrass Mills Mall listed on web as hotspots for gay sex.
Oh!
At the Sawgrass?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Right out. We're up there. We're up there. Right out there. So I wanted to send this over.
Glory hole.
Well, get that to me right away.
Let me tell you another thing. You got to tell me what you think about this jackass police. Where's his name? You'll see it when I send it over.
Yeah.
His comment about warning families, children of not peeing alone or something here.
No, don't ever. All you kids out there, don't ever go pee alone.
Yeah, it says right here.
Always find some old lech-looking guy out there in the mall to take you in there by
right.
the hand and take you in the tea room to keep you company.
Right. I'll send it over to you.
Okay, thanks. Right. You ever remember that song? Who was that said, I want to pee alone? Was that Marlena Dietrich? That's what she used to say, I want to pee alone. Don't ever pee alone. There's a message. Tell Don Cherry to get on the CBC on Hockey Night in Canada tonight. All you kids out there, here's a message for you. Don't ever pee alone unless you want to turn out to be like Sheldon Kennedy and Theo Ferry. Don't ever pee alone. Speaking of hockey, by the way, well, and then I hear that half-baked crap this morning on the Joe and the Bagel Boy show about the fights, and they all like the fights. I'm going to tell you something. Here's a sport, like I said the other day, and as usual, I'm right, where these guys have no respect for each other, none. And if anybody in this audience saw the end of the Dallas-St. Louis game last night, I mean, I saw most of the Boston-Buffalo game, not a bad game, and I saw a good part of that Dallas-St. Louis game. Dallas is ahead 2-0 late in the game, about 2.5-3 minutes left. And here comes Pat Verbeek, who has always been one of the dirtiest players to ever lace up a pair of skates, with a two-handed slash on the back of Pierre Turgeon, that frog, on the back of his knee, on the back of his leg, right by the knee. And he goes down like a ton of bricks. He's laying there. Verbeek gets a stupid penalty, which could let St. Louis back in the game. Then Mike Modano gets the empty net goal to make it 3-0 Dallas, so the game is basically over. But we have time for one more faceoff at center ice. So here comes the token Schwarzer from St. Louis, whose name is Jamal Mayers, whatever the hell kind of a name that is. And he slashes another two-handed slash to Daryl Sidor, who's the Dallas, one of the best defensemen in the league, and certainly Dallas' most important defenseman, right on the shoulder. And he goes down like a ton of bricks. See, we're not talking about fighting now. We're talking about guys doing stick work, having no respect for each other whatsoever. Just like what, what's his name, did to a Jeremy Redneck there. Darian Hatcher. Same crap. They have no respect for each other. And yet if you call somebody a name, oh, he called me a dirty Indian, he called me a nigger, right away they're fining and Gary Bettman sticks his nose in and the media gets all bent out of shape. That's bad. But to see the kind of things that they're doing to each other, like I saw last night, I mean, this is just, if these two guys, both of them, and especially Verbeek, who's a dirty, miserable, rotten piece of crap, he's about a half a step away from Claude Lemieux. If he don't get at least 2 or 3 game suspension for that, I'm going to raise I'm going to file an official protest. You believe me?
No.
I'm going to be pissed off. I'm going to suck the rage. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Listen, I just got relocated to New Jersey, and I'm suffering of Neil withdrawals. Is there any plans for WQAM to broadcast
over
the internet?
Don't you have it? What do you mean? We are on the internet.
I'm sorry?
We are on the internet.
But you're not broadcasting live.
Yes, we are. We certainly are all over the world.
With who?
What do you mean with who? It's right there on the audio net. Just look up WQAM or just hook on to neilrogers.com or the QAM website. We're on there.
Thank you very much.
And God bless you, sir. And don't open the windows because in Jersey, you know what'll seep in. Probably smells almost as bad in Jersey as it does in here now with that awful incense that George is burning in the other room. God, does that stink.
It's out now.
It doesn't make any difference. See, that's what I would like to know. How come it's okay to burn incense, but if I smoked a nice, flavorful, aromatic cigar here, just a little one, huh? Then Bluff would come running in here again pretending to be do something. And I do mean pretending. That was something that day he come and go, oh, it's a non-smoking building. Blow it out your ass, okay, sweetheart? Get out of here. Go play with yourself. Yeah, we got heavy-duty music stuff today, baby. 98 degrees. And there's another one. That, you're right. In fact, when I went out, and I did, I don't want to tell Kid Crew, I actually did buy the album. I did, because I didn't know for sure if he'd have it for me or not. 98 degrees and rising, and you're right, this thing sat around here for an eternity, and you kept saying, hey, there's supposed to be this, and I looked at the cover, and of course, they all look pretty ugly, and I thought, huh? And I never heard, no, but I never heard any of their music, so why would I have listened to it? And then it comes to find out that whoever took the photos for this thing, you know, did a pretty bad job, because Nick, oh, there's always an important singer in every group named Nick. There's Nick on a Young and a Horny. Every place you look, has anybody ever seen an ugly guy named Nick?
No.
Huh? Stop and think about that.
Nick Nolte.
Yes.
Like I said, there's always one chigger in the woodpile. Boy, he really is grotesque. He gets on my nerves. He, you know who he reminds me of? The guy, Gary Busey. Don't they look similar? Gary Busey looks kind of like his retarded half-brother. Nick Nolte. Man, does he get on my nerves. Although that was a good, wasn't he in the Down Mountain Beverly Hills with Bette Midler? That was a good movie. She's always great. But how the hell did I get, oh, so anyway, this guy's name is Nick, who like is the lead singer in their big hit song. This video is gigantic. It's hot. I'm talking MTV. Is there anybody in this audience watching MTV?
No.
Of course not. Even the perverts aren't into it yet.
No.
No. The Hardest Thing. That's the name of the song off this album. The album sat around like forever and ever, and then suddenly somebody saw what Nick looked like, and they said,
it is so hard.
Yeah. Even though he does have that schnoz. He's got a little bit of a schnoz, but you know something? A lot of guys, a lot of people, a lot of ladies, a lot of anybody would overlook it. As in, like, it's getting close to lunchtime. So let me just say this. Until I see their video, I don't know about that business about Let's Suck the Rage. I don't know. But you see a video, and right away you want to run out and buy the record. How the hell did anybody buy records before? I guess we didn't have any choice. We had to listen to whatever they were hyping on the radio back in the payola days, like Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia, which was number one on WMGM in New York before it was released in the record stores. And somebody said, somebody's taking payola here. Something really stinks. Anybody remember WMGM? Peter Tripp, the curly-headed kid in the third row on WMGM 1050 New York?
No.
Before it became WHN?
No.
No. See, what do they know? By the way, did Tom Zicker write anything about the ratings yet?
No.
Thank you, Tom, you bald-headed fruitcake. 1027 at 560 WQM. Speaking of Joe Costello, buddy.
Shiny coins with a big track to Rainbow, my Cuban pal. I'm shaving coins. Squat on the mirror to view my Harry sagging tail. My girlfriend wants me to have no hair. She wants them smooth and clean when she's down there. If I want to get some, I've got to shave my nuts. I'm shaving my nuts. Like the squirrel, she holds them in a place that's moist. I'm shaving my nuts. Cause she can get him though, so I really have no choice. If I want to get laid, my back girl, I have to pave her way through the head for her tongue to swell. If I want to get some, I've got to shave my nuts. Use a lotion, girl.
All right. 10:32 at 560 WQM. We're off and running to our usual crawling start. I want to say this about yesterday's show, okay, those last 2.5 hours. This audience disgraced itself. This community disgraced itself to a level seldom heard in the history of mankind, but we continue plodding right along. But I can see that it's going to be a long, hot summer in this godforsaken town. 567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. Here's our one lonely caller in Pembroke Pines. Hello. Pembroke Pines. How's that possible?
Maybe he wanted to hear some music.
Oh, is that it? Okay, like I said, not a call on a board. This place is just unbelievable. So when a guy called yesterday and said, which was one of the all-time great comments, by the way, sir, if I can find it, when he said...
So you're back.
I thought, yeah. Yeah, that was profound. That was, I'm not sure whether that was my favorite or the woman I wanted my mother to call in on the show. Those two, that was, in fact, maybe we'll vote on that later on. That'll be our poll question, which was the greatest call of yesterday, which, believe me, covers a lot of territory. Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Yes, I'm calling regarding not letting my children go pee-pee by themselves.
Yes, sir.
Because of the, I may be a little over-concerned, but I'd rather be safe than sorry when it comes to my kids.
Yeah.
And we hear horror stories all the time, so I'm surprised that you would ridicule somebody for doing that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I heard you say earlier
that... He said I'm ridiculing. I just got through saying, all you kids out there, make sure that you bring somebody in there with you.
Well, you're kidding about bringing some old man in there with you. I mean, I will leave a ball game. I will leave wherever I'm at.
So in other words, you thought I was serious, that they ought to take some old, like... Let me ask you this. Do you let your kids sit on Santa Claus' lap at the malls?
With me right by the side, yeah.
Yeah. And what about when Santa starts bouncing up and down a little bit too much?
I'll pull my child off his lap.
God bless you, sir. Okay, Merry Christmas. Okay. Boy, just lighten up a little bit, will you, please, for Christ's sakes, all you nervous Nellies out there? And by the way, if your kid is 15, I wouldn't be taking him in a restroom by the hand when he needs to go pee, okay? I think that might be a little bit too old. In addition to which, you're probably the one that's going to wind up in a slammer. If you got some young guy by the hand and you're escorting him in there to help him take a leak, I think probably security will take your ass away, and justifiably so. And probably your frock and your collar, too. So here's the facts from the guy that promised it, by the way, and he wasn't joking. There's a whole big article, which I'll get into momentarily. This is a good topic for you, okay? All you kids out there, like this last guy said, stay with daddy. And, you know, I see, like, where the hell was it? I was taking a leak. I'm trying to think, because I've taken so many leaks in my life. Not the one on the train. I remember that one. But I was taking a leak in a restroom. I guess it was at the airport, one of the airports on this last trip. And a guy brings his little girl into the men's room. Now, you're nodding your head. Now, when Sabrina was like a little girl.
No.
Now, what? What does that mean? Now, what? Oh, yeah, that's right. You probably took her in the ladies' room.
No, I let her go into the ladies' room. There were two stages for her.
Yes.
The diaper changing, I had to take her into the men's room and change the diaper.
In the men's room?
On the little pull-down table thing.
They have a pull-down table in the men's room?
Yeah, in a lot of places anymore. Like at the Pizza Loft, for example, they had a little pull-down changing table.
Oh,
when
yeah.
she was potty trained,
I know what's going on in there.
I'll wait at the door. She goes in by herself. She knew the whole procedure. How
right.
to do it.
But anyway, so this guy's been, and she was, I don't know, I mean, she was like maybe 3 or 4 years old, I would say, this little girl. And he brings her in the men's room. And she was screaming. She said, Daddy, what's that? And she was looking right at me. I was standing there taking a leak. He said, a very small penis. And she said, yeah, you got a point. She said,
you call that a penis?
And he just started chuckling. No, seriously, don't let your kids. Of course, you know, we got parents out there. They let their kids wander off into the street. I see stuff all the time, and far be it for me to try to tell people. And then they start screaming and bellyaching and wondering how these things happen. Restrooms in Sawgrass Mills Mall listed on web as hotspots for gay sex. Most local residents know Sawgrass Mills is one of the largest malls in the world, it says. Shoppers from the surrounding areas as well as all around the world frequent the facility to shop, to eat, and just walk around and browse and wonder who the hell are these people and what's going on here and why am I here. Unfortunately, there may be a seedier side behind the tranquil facade. Bathrooms in the mall have become a haven for public homosexual behavior, according to a site on the Internet. Thanks to a website, I'm not going to read the website, which lists the best, and isn't that interesting? They list the website here in this thing, in this magazine that they're putting on your stoop. How do you like that? They list the website. So just in case there might be any perverts out there, any tea room perverts, they can find out exactly where to get all the local hotspots. www.pervert.com. Which lists the best cruising spots around the world and is dedicated to helping men around the world connect for sexual pleasure. Sawgrass Mills Mall is on the map as a hot spot for gay men cruising for sex. Well, that's because there's all those Latins in there, I guess. The listing on the website for Sawgrass Mills. Now, wait till you hear this. This will just, you'll be sucking the rage when you get through hearing this. The listing on the website for Sawgrass Mills reads as follows. Sawgrass Mills Mall, Sunrise. Toilet near the Target entrance inside the mall. JCPenney toilet is also popular. What is it about toilets at JCPenney's from Westland to Sawgrass that makes them such popular cruising spots, huh?
So you're back.
Yeah. Is that incredible? Tastes like a penny would be appropriate now, I guess.
Penny in Spanish
is
penis.
Penny is, how about pini pasta in Italian? I'll tell you what, they got good pini pasta at the Pizza Loft. They don't have penny pasta, do they? At the Pizza Loft. I have to find out from Jeff. If we ever had a menu or anything, we've only been on here, 30 years with me, and I haven't got a menu in here. We have a menu? Oh, yeah, we do have a menu. Sitting in the bottom with crust on it. They don't have no penne pasta. They got manicotti and stuffed shells and that award-winning lasagna and chicken cacciatore and that amazing tortellini alfredo, which is the best tortellini you've ever had in your life, and the world's best garlic rolls and 3 different kinds of great pizza and chicken and veal and eggplant dishes that'll knock your socks off and baked ziti with everything in the world on it and lots more, great subs and et cetera, but they don't have penne pasta. I'm sorry. You'll have to check that. What did you say they have in the tea room at the Pizza Loft? A fold-down thing for Jeff Cohen? And then they have the restraints and the stuff hanging from the ceiling, the handcuffs. You're going to have a great time over there, whether it's in the restaurant or in the tea room. At the Pizza Loft, man, and, of course, you'll find them at 3514 South University Drive in Davie, right between Griffin and 595, right next to Nova Southeastern, right behind Pier 1 Imports. You can eat it there, have it delivered, take it home. For a takeout and delivery, call 954-916-8880.
Jesus, are you f***ing kidding me?
How I love to lick a clit, and that is why I become a singing lesbian nun.
All right.
Sister Mary Catherine was so impressed with what I'd done, she gave me action with her son. Can you conceive, perceive, believe that this song went to number one? Because I was a nun.
Yes.
Found a way to make some cash and hope the royalties will last, because retired nuns don't get none. I never made it that big because I didn't look that great, so I got me a new habit, doing drugs and getting laid. Had my one and only hit, and then the Vatican got pissed. The Pope said, there's my big. Now that I'm dead, I can reveal how much I wanted Sally Field to go whistling in my wheat field.
You know, the more I think about it, that guy that called before that was very uptight and very humorless, I think he's barking up the wrong tree. Because, first of all, if there's perverts in the tea room, they're not going to be attacking like little kids, right? They're not going to be having sex with little kids. Oh, by the way, speaking of sex with little kids, where's that story? Yep. Parents sue NSU in case of pedophile. Parents of 6 autistic children are suing Nova Southeastern University, saying officials did not conduct a required background check on a volunteer who was charged with molesting children there in 1997. Like I said, I think that guy's got a point. Don't leave your kids alone with anybody. Don't trust anybody, because there's a lot of lunatics out there. The volunteer, Daniel Patrick Donahue, is a convicted pedophile who served 4.5 years in the California prison for a 1984 charge of lewd and lascivious assault on a child. Now, how can you only serve 4.5 years for lewd and lascivious assault on a child? I'd say minimum 50 years. He was also convicted of oral copulation and lewd and lascivious assault on a child in 1983. Donahue, 59, was accused in 1997 of fondling at least 2 boys at Ralph J. Bowdoin Oral School in Davie. Is that like a little play on words? Oral school, which is run by Nova, and 5 other kids at Virginia Schumann Young Elementary School in Fort Lauderdale. He has since disappeared, and people think he left the country. So he's been charged, he's been sued, but he'd be long gone. They just failed to do the background check, you know, little minor things. Minor things. So anyway, getting back to this, seriously, I don't think that you'd have to worry about little kids going in and take a leak, right?
The one kid got assaulted at McDonald's a while back. Remember that a couple years ago in the news?
How old was that kid?
8, 9.
No, but he's talking about, like, I'm assuming this guy, 4 and 5 year old kids. Why, would you take an 8 or 9, if you had a son, would you take an 8 or 9 year old son in the tea room? Would you go in with him to take a leak?
I guess it depends on where it was.
Pennies?
What kind of a yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it says the toilet, this is on the website, by the way. It said this grotesque, we're back to this again, no matter where you look, where you lurk. The toilet in the mall near Target, it says, is one of the best sites in the area. Men are there at all times. Watch out for janitors and security, but otherwise it's got a lot of guys of various ages, types, and sizes. Door makes loud squeak sounds to alert cruisers to interruptions. Cruise at urinals and between stalls. I've seen 7 guys at once in here. Well, I wonder if they're sticking their under the stall, like in that book. They're doing the limbo rock. The toilet near Target is literally never, ever not being used, it says. Its location and design make it ideal, and once you find somebody you like, it's easy to walk over to the J.C. Penney restroom for more privacy. Although old men abound at Sawgrass, some are hung and handsome, and some young men show up too, reports the website. Oh, Jesus Christ. So I guess, you know, I've always asked that question for years. I keep asking you and asking, since they built the thing right back, I watched them build it right from my backyard. I watched them build that goddamn Sawgrass. That's how long I've lived out there in the acres. And I kept asking the question, what is everybody going there for? Why do you go there? Who are all these people? Why is it such a major attraction? It took all these years until we find out that they're cruising the glory holes over there at Sawgrass. Here's a mobile in Parkland. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay, sir.
The Forum, back to that. Coral Springs Forum and Parkland, which is a paper in both cities.
Yeah.
Tradewinds Park listed as a hot spot for gay sex.
Uh-huh.
So all we have is this, if it's the same Mary Carr, who's the Forum staff writer, and she's just cruising the net, taking stuff off and just kind of building
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, Mary Ellen Carr and Paul Donovan or Hanover or something like that.
Yeah, that's all they're doing. I mean, if you read the article, it's just all whatever she's taking off the web to try to do some scandalizing.
Well, it's interesting because it says they asked Sunrise Sergeant Dave Williams, and he says, our officers are stationed full-time at the Sawgrass Mills. They're fully aware of the website, and so is mall security, and they've had no reported problems in the last 6 to 8 months. It's a matter of routine for the officers in mall security to check the public bathrooms. So evidently, there's probably not anything going on, but she's, like you said, going on the...
This was in the park with the Coral Springs. It says, local residents know Tradewinds Park and Coconut Creek is family-oriented.
Yeah.
It's beautifully landscaped. Unfortunately, there's a seedier side behind the Transwell facade. Then it says, Coral Springs police say this city used to have a problem, but it doesn't exist anymore.
So Mary Ellen Carr is busy looking for glory holes everywhere.
That's all she's doing. She's sticking her nose wherever it shouldn't belong because she just can't do nothing.
Okay.
Have a good
Thanks for
here.
The good news. Okay, 8 million open lines here, 5670560, #560 on the mobile one line. See, I should never have asked that question about buying, music after you see a video, because nobody in this audience buys music anyway. You go into a record store like I did yesterday. I went into Shockbuster, which is soon to become Warehouse Records, by the way. That's a West Coast chain. I didn't know Blockbuster was sold. Did you? That's the good news.
Oh!
Even though Baldy's got nothing to do with it anymore. But anyway, I went in there to, get a couple of these things that I have to buy with my own money since I can't find them around here. And there's nothing but kids in there. There are no adults buying music anymore. They don't buy it. So why am I wasting my time? I should go over to Power 96 and ask about that. Then I get a response. Here on this AM station, forget about it. 5670560, #560 on a mobile one line. Here's a mobile in Parkland again. Hello.
Hey, Neil, got a question about hockey for a second.
Yeah?
What's your opinion and prediction on the Toronto-Pittsburgh series?
What's my opinion?
Opinion on how you see the series going. And
Toronto in six, high-scoring games, 5-3, 6-4, Leafs in six.
All right, I say the Penguins in six myself. Thanks a lot.
Okay, well, whatever you say. Because our opinions are like assholes, everybody's got one. 5670560, #560 on a mobile one line. Here's a mobile in Plantation. Hello.
Good morning.
Good evening.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
You made the comment of... things that you hear when you go to the tea rooms.
Yeah, I do.
Something close to that, or your experience is in there.
Yeah.
Also, the rest areas on some of the interstates.
See, I don't find restrooms to be sexually stimulating places because, first of all, every restroom I've ever been in smells like a restroom. Smells
and
like
some
a
of them are even worse.
Right. Smells like crap. Doesn't it?
It sure does.
I mean, when you go into a restroom, it don't smell like roses. I hate to break the news to these people, but it's not like a romantic environment when you go into a public toilet.
Unless you have other ideas in mind.
Yeah.
Which some people don't. But while in a public restroom on a rest area on a turnpike one time, the guy next to me makes the casual comment as I'm getting ready to leave that his mother always taught him to wash his hands after he went pee-pee.
Oh, really?
And I looked at him and said, my mother always told me not to pee on my hands.
Good, excellent.
Have a good one.
Tell him to mind his own goddamn business. Yeah, how do you like that? Oh, I've heard that before, too. In fact, when I go to the hockey game, I never take a leak and then wash my hands. And like I've said before, if you respect your if you're that concerned about cleanliness, wouldn't you wash your hands first? Right? Before you handle your yeah. Like they said in Fame, respect it like your violin bow, you know. Or was it the other way around? I don't understand that. Unless you're dirty, then why you got to wash your hands? What is that all about? Never been able to understand that. Only guys that went to University of Michigan wash their hands after they take a leak.
Yes.
Just ask Mandy. She'll tell you. 567-0560, pound 560 on a mobile one line. Here's a mobile in Hollywood. Hello.
Neil. I want to bring up a subject. You're probably tired of hearing it, but I'm a first-time caller.
Yes.
I'm in my 60s. I'm a Korean War vet, combat vet.
Uh-huh.
And out in Colorado at that high school, I'm really upset about a situation where we had a SWAT team there.
Yes.
Half of them were on one side of the building, and half of them were on the other side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody shot up at the roof. And so the other half of the SWAT team started shooting at the roof, and they're all shooting at the roof. And to make a long story short, they didn't go in for 4 hours.
Well, yeah, no, they did. There were other ones that were inside.
Well, you know what? I would have liked to had six fathers with flak jackets.
Right, that's right.
And I would have liked to had six fathers, right? Give me six fathers, or give me six bail bondsmen.
Right.
And they would have been through that door in a heartbeat. That man, that teacher, lied there, laid down there.
He lied there 3.5 hours, and then he died in the arms of the paramedics when they finally came in.
Isn't that tragic?
Yeah.
We don't
know how many of the 11 kids, beside the two
murderers,
we don't know how many of those kids could have been saved, too, if they would have got help sooner. That's right.
Exactly, Neil. And you know,
somebody passes the comment that, well, you know, they didn't want to go in there haphazardly and then risk their lives. Well, what the hell are they supposed to be doing? Isn't that their job?
Thank you.
Doesn't that go with the territory?
Thank you. You know, it really upsets me, being in combat, right? When we're in combat, we have people shooting at us at all times. But for a SWAT team to hit a school where we've got students, they hear gunshots, and were they afraid to go through the door? My God, that's what they're trained to do. They got flak jackets on. They got metal shields. I'll never understand that. I have nobody to complain to but you.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. Thank you.
I'm with you, sir.
Right, bye-bye.
And, of course, nobody cares about that thing. It's just another, you know, made-for-TV event, I guess. That's the way the American public looks at it. That whole the whole thing in Littleton, Colorado. And then, of course, the one in Canada that nobody talked about that was, you know, a copycat thing. And then the two kids that were arrested here, one in Sunrise, and I forget where the other one was, little girls, by the way, who were planning because they, oh, wasn't that a fun thing to do? And now people are saying, well, you know, kids, this is really gets me. There was an article in the paper today, I forget which jackass wrote this stuff because there's so many of them. About kids that are bullied in school and, you know something, kids have been getting bullied in school for a zillion years. As long as kids have been going to school, kids have been bullied in school. When I was in elementary school, we had kids that bullied me and other kids, and they're always bullies. No matter where you go, there are bullies. Is that supposed to be some excuse for the fact that, well, we're going to get even by blowing up the school or shooting a bunch? I'm sorry, please. Talk about a long stretch. Because kids are getting bullied, therefore they get pissed off and fired up, and they suck the rage. Huh? Well, what is that we heard at the end of the Joe and Bagel Boy show this morning? That Schwartz are calling in about, hey, baby, let's suck the rage! Yeah, suck this, okay, you idiot? With this NBA crap. And let me say it again. Nobody is going to fool me. Maybe you can fool everybody else. You won't fool me. You can go there and you can show up and act as excited as you want. Nobody will ever convince me that a bunch of white people want to see a big bunch of 7-foot freak Schwartzers out there slam a jamming it, okay, in the basketball too. I'm sorry. You can make all the big, they can write 40 pages in the sports section. They can bury the NHL playoffs like they do every day on page 45, way in the back by the horse race results. They can do whatever they like. Nobody will ever convince me that anybody is that dumb. It's a sport for dark people. The only problem is that most of them, especially in a town like this, can't afford to go and subsidize it, so they gotta have a bunch of white people in there to make it look like they care. Nobody in his right mind cares about that crap. Here's a lady mobile in Plantation. Oh. Hello.
Oh, Neil?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, hi. I was born 47 years ago today.
Yeah? Is that like a... Bulletin, yes.
Thank you. I all these years I've been listening to you, and
well,
I never
birthday,
called
sweetheart.
You on my birthday. Hugsley, you put the window down. Wait.
Yeah, put that damn window down, goddammit.
My Pekingese is on my lap.
Yeah.
Wait. And he wants
you
to say
you would want him to go flying out the window just like Garrett
well,
your kid.
We went by the Saw-Ass Meals, but we didn't go in.
Don't take your kid in the mall. I'm telling you, there's
no,
all kinds of stuff.
No, this is my dog.
Don't even take your dog in here. We got dog molesters, too.
No, I'm going to the Macy's Mall on Plantation. I like that one.
Oh, yeah, that's nice and quiet.
It's a little dead, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But the other thing is, oh, shoot. Oh, Pugsley, did you want to say something to Neil? Can you say, I love you, Neil? Mommy, give you popcorn. Say, I love you, Neil. Pugsley, wait, Neil? Neil?
Yeah?
Can you hold on 1 second? Pugsley. I love you, Neil. Oh, we practiced this all morning.
Okay.
All right, well, and the other thing is, I'm the one... Neil?
Yeah?
I was the one that called about your mom yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for the great call.
Okay.
My mom says
and
get lost.
Happy Mother's Day to you,
too. Okay, and you, too.
Bye.
Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. Time to suck the rage, baby. What was that group, huh? Bruce Hornsby and the Suck the Rage? Wasn't that the name of the group? Hey, let's talk some music today, huh? Come on. No, let's not. Why do I even ever play music on a show? What a waste of time with this audience. What they know about music. 1056 at 560 WQM. Don't mind.
E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Oh!
It's erection time! I'm gonna kick off my shoes, strip off my dress. It makes me wet when I see you get a big erection. That's too big for my mouth. I want it mercenary and on top of you. And take it off my lubricated poop shoes. Give me an erection. Nail me to the wall. E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N. I want to drink your balls. I want your love to swallow you on me when you shoot your Uzi. And then I'll give it a blow. In the morning it gets as big as this. At least until you take a piss. I want to wrap my lips around your pulsing tube and make your wonder worm explode with blues. That's some erection. And it's uncircumcised. E-R-E-C-T-I-O-N.
Oh. I want to drink your balls. So Britney Spears is 17 years old. George has got that. What is that thing you're reading that in? Where is the article in?
Rolling Stone.
On Rolling Stone. She's on the cover. She's only 17 years old. Now, let me ask you this. Would you take, if you were like going into Sawgrass with Britney Spears and she had, nature was calling and she had to take a leak, would you escort her into the restroom?
Yes.
Huh? George has got his tongue on his shoulder. What did I tell you? But she's only 17 years old. That's jailbait in America, mister. You better cut the crap right now. When will she be 18? Not soon enough. Here's a mobile in Parkland. Is every call from Parkland today, or what's going on over there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm out in Parkland.
Okay. I'm listening.
Oh. Okay, let me talk to you about the POWs that came back. I, like any other American, think it's a great thing that they were able to get them out of there.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I have this crazy thought that they were literally bought out of there. What's your opinion on that?
You think Jesse took a bunch of money, a bag of money, and gave it to Milosevic? Is that it?
You got that right.
Could be.
I just think it's...
You know what I think? I think that if we're smart, what you do is you play them for suckers. Well, we're already doing that. You play them for suckers and think, okay, thank you, we got the three guys back. Now we're going to continue bombing the crap out of you until you cut the crap. And that's what we're doing.
I'm just surprised that nobody has...
And of course, crap, we do.
Maybe they bought them out of there.
Well, you never know. Who knows what he slipped him? We do know that one of the guys in Russia was sending all kinds of getting cash from Hussein in Iraq. We know that,
mm-hmm.
$750 million.
Right. I just wanted to offer my opinion on that.
Okay.
Right.
You know, Jesse raised all that funny money from, what was it, Operation Rescue, or what was it in Chicago that they used to call it, Jesse Jackson? I think that's what it was. Well, regardless of what they called it, he had all this money coming in. Nobody ever could figure out where it went. So maybe he took him over and gave it to Islabio. What did Sam want, by the way?
To know if you heard the new Enrique song.
The new Enrique song what? The one that's in English? And by the way, there is no new album. Did I mention that? And they did not shine us, and Tracy Neely will take care of us. I guarantee Enrique will take care of us immediately, if not sooner. These people are not into music, this crowd. They don't know their music. They don't care about music. They certainly don't. They don't buy music. Maybe that's why their taste in music is so bad, so limited, so narrow, like yours. What did he say, Konya? That's what he said, Konya. This thing, once this thing gets going, it's pretty good, actually. Don't panic, I'm just playing just enough to, come on, Enrique, speed it up.
Don't let the world do not stop. Don't let a moment go by. Nothing can stop us tonight. By the hole. Let the rhythm take you over. By the hole. Tricky hole. Mama Milo. By the hole.
Okay, now there's Enrique in English, okay? And how about Ricky Martin, who couldn't sing his way out of a paper sack? Which I couldn't get the new single because it was sold out at Chuckbuster. How do you like that? You can't get a hold of that thing for love or money, which I don't want it because it sounds just like this crap. You have to be loco to buy it. You have to be loco to think that Ricky Martin, I mean, he looks pretty good after that 18th makeover, but... So Kenneth Masmacho from General Hospital, Richard Simmons, Rick Springfield, or Ricky Martin? Tough question. Here we go. You're right. It's hoochie coochie. That's what they like. They like that hoochie coochie stuff. Even the Enrique record, you know, once it gets going there, it's a hoochie coochie. That's the key to the success. Glad you finally caught on, Enrique. They don't like the slow stuff, the ballads. They don't like the syrupy stuff anymore. That's passe. That's out. They're into the hoochie coochie. Just that's it. Just wing it and shake it. Just yak it a little bit. That's it. By the way, there's a rumor going around that Ricky Martin shaves his nuts too, by the way. Huh? I just started it. I don't have anything against Ricky Martin. I wish him all the, he don't need my best wishes. He's doing fantastic. He's hotter than Halava. But he just can't sing. I mean, I'm very sorry. I wish he could sing because then I'd like him a lot better. He does look pretty good now for an old washed out burnout, whatever he is, for a burnout. Here's West Palm Beach. Hello.
Yeah, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Great.
Listen, first of all, I've been listening to your show for about a year and a half. I don't always agree with it, but I definitely always enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
Question about yesterday. I listened from about 11:30 till about 1:30.
Yeah.
I have never heard so many idiots call up on your show. And
well, hey, listen, don't blame. You know, we had a guy that called yesterday, since it was Attack Neil Day, who starts in like a pseudo-intellectual, well, this is all your fault because you won't talk about anything intelligent. There isn't one day on this show that I don't come in the morning and do my monologue, the first half hour, 40 minutes, sometimes a whole hour, talking about the shooting in Colorado, about gun maniacs, about all of these things, and nobody in this town's ever got anything to say about it, so this guy's blaming me because nobody's got anything to say lately.
Well,
like it's something new in this town that nobody's got anything intelligent to say.
It's, you know, it makes it a little easier to understand why, you know, the tragic thing that happened in Colorado and a lot of the other things that happened down here.
Nobody cares. Don't you understand, sir? Nobody cares. Nobody gets pissed off. Nobody gets psychotic. They just accept it, and okay, what's going on next? How's the tornado victims? Are they going to be okay? Okay, what's next?
Well,
they don't give a crap.
It's a shame, though, the type of people that were calling you yesterday are the same type of people that perpetrated the things that that happened in Colorado and the things that happened around
here. Well, you know, there's plenty of assholes out there, sir, and the sad part of it is it's not just a bunch of kids. There are adults with that same mentality who think that they're funny. That's the sad part about this town is we've got a bunch of overgrown children running around on the loose.
Yes, it is. Listen, you've done a fine job today.
Somebody ought to take them by the hand and take them in the tea room and leave them there.
Neil, thank you very much. You've done a great job. Take the rest of the day off.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, see
you. It sounds good to me. Just play music the rest of the day. They don't even have a comment about music, these people. They don't know Ricky Martin from Enrique Iglesias, from 98 Degrees, from the Third Degree, from the Fifth Degree. They don't know nothing about anything.
Maybe it's because you're not talking about music.
What do you mean I'm not talking about? What did I start talking about while you were busy looking at pictures
Ricky
of...
Ricky Martin and 98 Degrees and Enrique and a whole bunch of crap that no normal people listen to.
Hey, I hate to break the news to you. That's where it's at now, okay? Whether you know it or not. They're
no
not all listening to a 911.
To any of the above.
Who said we have straight men?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're number one in Julio's. Oh, yeah, Fat Boy brought in the... see, there's another category now besides Hispanics. We've got... what do they call it? I'll find it here. I'll find these sheets that Fat Boy brought in. Huh? Yeah, it's Hispanic. Descent is Hispanic, which is a different category. So 25 to 54 men, we're number one on this show.
Oh!
Good day, 10 to 2. 25 to 49 men, we're number one on this show.
Oh!
25 to 44, number one.
Oh!
We're like that. 18 to 49, number one.
Oh!
Hispanic, unbelievable. That's amazing, which I still can't figure out what that means, okay? A Hispanic descent means that they once wore a Guayabera or somebody in their family once wore one or once ate horse meat. 5, 6, 7. I'm waiting on you, baby. I mean, here's your opportunity to redeem yourselves from a pathetic performance yesterday, but I'm not going to hold my breath too long. Then we got that lady calls back again today that called yesterday and wants, she's got her dog talking to me today. She wants my mother calling on the show. Just blame me for that, okay? Blame me because I won't talk anything intelligent. I'm the bad guy. Not Neil, it's Neil's fault. Not the audience. Not South Florida that we got a bunch of dunderheads out there. 5670560, pound 560 on the...
Sports Fag Radio, 560 WQAM is proud to present a show that you're gonna love. You want Fag Sports?
we got them. Starting this Monday, it's the I'm Not Game Show with Wally and Brian Cox. Only on 560 WQAM.
Can't wait. 11:15 at 560 WQAM. Even the mail is from assholes. You know what the fax is? 90% of them are from assholes. The mail is from assholes. This is an asshole place, let's face it. I mean, why should it be surprising that we got a lot of assholes on the phone, especially like yesterday, and lately a lot? It's an asshole place. Like, I was just saying to George, did we have one call about Britney Spears? Is there anybody in this audience can enlighten, tell us anything about her? No, they wouldn't know Britney Spears from Asparagus Spears, from Spear Chuckers. They don't know nothing about Britney Spears. Now you're going to start attacking her music, too? Is that it?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, sure.
Never heard it.
Huh?
Haven't heard it.
Who hasn't heard it?
I haven't heard it.
Good song. The new video is great. World debut on MTV last night. Like I said, we're talking to the wrong audience. We're talking to a bunch of old farts over the age of 25. We need to be talking to living and breathing people that know where it's at, that know real good music like...
Hi. My name is...
What?
My name is...
Who?
My name is...
Slim Shady.
Like that. Did we get a call about that? And that, by the way, wasn't Eminem. That wasn't the original, but they didn't have it there anymore. You know, you go to the record store nowadays and you try to find stuff and, you know, just ain't easy. What is this crap that people are sending me? And what is this garbage? What is this swill? That one guy that always sends me porno, he's sending me a thing about the goddamn turnpike thing with that express lane, all this other silly stuff. Send something good, okay? Send money, please. Oh, man, if you could just see this. If you could see this group of mail, and actually, they were like, this wasn't junk mail today. Literally. We're just going through that time of year. It's, don't panic, people out there. It's only from May till November. Here's a Lady Mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that I think you have a fantastic show. And the one thing that I find very funny is, why do these people call and ask to speak to you, and then they put, you know, you're on hold for quite some time, and then they come on, and all they do is talk gibberish, and you wind up hanging up anyway. I mean,
because
what's their point?
Because they're morons, because they don't have any life.
Exactly.
They have no material. No material. It's like like yesterday, you know, the show, I'm doing great, but the response as usual is nothing. So then I went to the screenless thing. So as opposed to getting almost no calls, now the phones are sizzling. They're smoking solid the whole rest of the day. But they're people that had nothing to say. So that's when you get, you know, like that for 2.5 hours. How is it possible to have nothing to say about anything? That's what I never could understand, how a place could be so vacuous, such a living and breathing vacuum as this town, with so many people with nothing to say no matter what the topic is.
Yeah, I don't get it. The other thing I find funny is the guy who says, oh, you know, you don't want to talk about anything except for what you like. Well, that's why you have a show, isn't it?
And then when I, just like every other one like him, and I said, well, what do you want to talk about? He has no material. All he wants to do is attack me. See, that's the substitute for having any material about anything, is attack me, attack George, attack both of us, whatever. That's a substitute for having anything to say.
Yeah, I don't get it. Well, I just want to say that I think you have a fantastic show. I listen every day.
F and A.
And, hey, let me ask you, you going to Newtown Beer Fest tonight?
No.
No, you should go. It'll be a lot of fun.
No, thanks.
Okay, well, have a good one.
And back to you.
Bye.
You calm down in there. Wait, you go. It's free. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT wireless line. So like I said, this album is laying around the gathering dust. 98 degrees. Thanks, Kid Cudi, by the way. Lead singer's name is Nick. Big nose,
and
but
baby, it's killing me.
What they say about guys with a big nose?
Both of us trying to get strong. I got somewhere
monster,
to
gigantic. This is bigger than life itself. This song.
Someone else who loves me.
It's called, by the way.
It is so hard.
I made up my mind.
The kids going here. You just have to be patient. Okay, they get it. Going.
She's been good to me.
What is it?
Better than that.
It is so hard.
You know, I hate to say this. You know who he sounds a little bit like, since we're talking about tea rooms and all that other stuff? George.
Flavio says that.
No, George Michael.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah.
I'm embarrassed to say that. And I am also embarrassed to say, actually, a lot of George Michael's music I do like. Personally, him, I can't, I'm nauseated by. I mean, going way, way back when, with all his closet bullcrap and all his phony, dalliances with women, he's been a flaming queen. Anybody that didn't know George Michael was a flaming queen, going way back to Wham and his boyfriend there, that was allegedly, one day he was his boyfriend, the next day he was his associate, whatever the hell he was. Flaming faggot. Who are you kidding, George Michael, okay? Go back in the tea room and... All right. Most embarrassing part of it is that I have to admit George was right. These are all, and I'm not lumping them together because one of the groups is great, the Backstreet Boys, and this group is pretty good. They can sing. And the other ones all suck. But every one of them is manufactured with the same. If you look at the liner notes in the CD, it's got the picture. And finally, in the last picture here, this Nick kid looks human. But every one of them has got these comments. Firstly and importantly, I'd like to thank the Lord. Then Justin says, I thank the Creator for, and Jeff says, thank God and St. Jude. And Drew says, first I'd like to thank God for his blessing. Just like the liner notes in the first Backstreet Boys album. Same, remember I thought that they were a bunch of goody, born-again Christian goody-two-shoes? Instead of finding out that they were whatever they are? Yeah. Sorry, Nick. What is that? You don't know what they are. Now, you saw Kevin and AJ were in, okay? Okay, AJ did have that the tattoos and the earring. Let's pass on him. What?
I know what they must have done to get the job.
This is not Menudo, okay? Yeah, what do you think Ricky Martin did? Well, I guess whatever was coming naturally. Isn't that the old saying? Do what comes naturally? Here's a lady in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
What's going on?
Not much.
So, first, I just want to say, are you a Backstreet fan?
Am I? I'm number one.
Why?
What do you mean by that?
Need to move to NSYNC.
NSYNC sucks.
No.
They can't sing. They're ugly.
They can't sing. Do you have you ever heard them live?
No, I don't want to hear them live. I saw their video on MTV last night. I threw up four meals at the same time.
No. That must have been AJ and Howie.
In fact, I threw up in the sink when
no,
I saw
well,
them.
No.
You're knocking the Backstreet Boys?
Of course I am.
Based on what?
The Backstreet Boys.
Based on what?
Based
just because Nick won't put out for you? Is that it?
Excuse me?
I said, just because Nick won't do you, is that it?
Oh, no. Nick's too big for me.
Oh.
I like real men like JC.
Like who?
JC.
JC? Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is that? He's someone who you'd fall in love with if you saw him and heard him sing.
You mean from NSYNC?
Oh, yeah.
I saw their video last night. They're all ugly and grotesque.
No. Telling me that Howie doesn't look like a troll?
Howie? Whoever
Stop saying that.
I am
tearing
singing.
Up my heart.
You are. You don't love this song? Come on, admit it.
My heart when I'm with you.
Yeah.
When
we are apart. I think you can do it.
That's like all I have to give. You can't even come up with new material.
I'm so stiff right now just because that mic is going to make any sense. Here comes the come on. There he goes. That little lip for his
in. I'm crazy. Why are you messing with my mind?
You're hired. Now, what about Britney Spears? Do you like her?
No.
No?
Don't even get me started on her unless you want me to get started.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, first of all, the obvious. No one at 17 years old should be getting a boob job, especially when...
How do you know that they're not for real?
I can see with my own eyes. Boobs don't grow overnight. I don't even care if you, do the breast exercises. They still don't grow overnight.
Maybe she's been doing a lot of breast exercises. Maybe she's been breastfeeding the whole staff at MTV.
No, she's still breastfeeding herself.
Yeah.
No.
Or maybe she's like Ron Jeremy. Maybe she's double jointed.
Where can we see that?
Oh, yeah.
God, I don't
where do you see that video?
I don't want to know. Well, maybe you should ask Justin about that.
Uh-huh.
But, and then she says, all her, little candy interviews that she does, you should, like the way that you are and be yourself and hello. And then she's 17 years old. Her boobs aren't even fully grown.
Yeah.
She's getting implants. You know?
It worked for Pamela Lee for a little while until they started falling
off. Pamela is taking them out.
That's because they started getting down to her kneecap,
But Pamela, she got her whole face redone. But
they had a. Did you ever watch MTV that 9 to 10 hour?
Yeah. Oh, the Total Request.
Right.
I love that.
Okay, so just before they were playing number one is still in sync. You'll be pleased.
Oh,
it's
Backstreet debuted at number 8. Yeah,
I saw that.
Really
yeah,
growing.
Huh? I guarantee you Backstreet will be number one
Backstreet will not be number one.
Okay, well, next Friday, I want you to call me, okay?
Sure.
And
it's long distance, though, but I'll do it.
We'll take your call collect.
Oh, you're such a...
Where are you?
I'm in Pembroke Pines now, but I go to school in Gainesville.
Well, we'll take your call collect.
Well, actually, you know when Sting's going to be here next weekend. You really should go and check it out.
Now, what about 98 Degrees? Do you like them?
Oh, they're very handsome gentlemen. And they can sing, too.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? They're handsome?
Are you serious? It sounds like you're saying that sarcastic.
No, they're gorgeous.
You mean like Nick, the lead singer? The
Nick
one that's
Nick is a little too chiseled for me. He's too perfect.
Yeah.
I like a little imperfect.
I like perfect.
I know. Well, you are perfect.
I know. Okay, sweetheart. I'll talk to you next week.
Oh, well, actually, yes. I just have one more thing
go ahead.
To say about Britney.
Yeah.
She's also a liar.
Yeah.
And
go ahead,
she does fake bake on her body, and she needs to do some sit-ups, and she dyes her hair.
Yeah.
And she can't sing. You need to hear this girl live. Your ears will crack.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say.
And Nick says.
And JC is the best. NSYNC rocks.
And yeah. I'm crushed.
I want it that way.
Yes!
Tell me why you didn't.
Oh, I'm getting stiff. 5670560. She don't like the Backstreet Boys, sweetheart. I just don't know what it is. What did mommy and daddy do to you to make you turn out like this? What did they do to you? Did they take away your lunch money at school? What did they do? Did they like take you by the hand of the tea room until you were like 20 years old? What was it that they did? Here's Margate. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Neil.
Yes,
first
sir.
Time, long time. Great
right.
show. Just want to touch something with those hostages. It's kind of funny that the popularity of the military action we're having over there was very down at that time. And next thing you know, three guys get grabbed, and everybody's like, let's go get them. Then after
but
that...
But the interesting part of it is that the administration didn't want Jesse Jackson. They didn't want any part of that going on.
Yeah, well, that's the other
that's
part.
That's just a byproduct of the public's stupidity.
Yeah, but from what I understand, he's going to be running for president.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not?
No. Why do you say from what I understand? He's already made it very clear. He's announced formally he's not going to be running.
Oh, well, see, I didn't understand that.
I hope you understand.
yeah. And
please
something
understand.
Else regarding, the PP issue, I believe that if you're not physically ill, that your pee-pee is septic. It's clean.
Yeah.
So that it would, if you just did it on your hands, you wouldn't have to wash them.
Exactly. As far as I'm concerned, any guy that washes his hands after he takes a leak is a flaming faggot, okay? And believe me, it takes one to know one.
Well, great show, Neil.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I'm a hell of a lot more macho than all you big macho guys out there that go take a leak. They go wash your hands. Seriously, stop and think about that. Now, I can understand if you got foreskin. I mean, that's another problem, okay? Get that cheese off there right away. 26 after 11 o'clock at 560 WQAM. Are you looking?
It's Friday, you bastards.
It sounded to me like that young lady, our good friend from Gainesville. We've heard from her before. It sounds to me like she's jealous of those big, gigantic melons that Britney Spears has got. I mean, 17 years old. Why would we have to assume that she's had implants just because she's got big, round, voluptuous boobs, huh?
500 calls off the air.
Saying what?
She's had a boob job.
She did have a boob job. Does anybody care?
No.
Do they mind?
No.
Would they say no?
No.
No. Why does that make a difference? Oh, it is a little bit strange to be 17 and have a boob job, but it seems to be working, right?
Yes.
Working like magic. Here's a Cutler Ridge. Hello.
You're right, Neil. Nobody's business but hers.
That's right.
Listen,
if they're running in firm, who cares if they're real or not?
Mind going to hockey for a minute?
Go ahead.
I watched the Boston game last night. Really, real spirited effort. Ray Bourque's playing like a kid, but he seems to do that every year.
Bruins are surprising. Well, I don't know. The Bruins are surprising the hell out of me. I didn't really. I'll tell you who's playing fantastic is Joe Thornton. That kid last year was a real stiff, and a lot of people thought they made a real bad draft pick. But this year, he's playing great.
You're right.
Did you see that goal that he deflected in Bourque's shot?
That one about a 50 foot from the blue line.
And he just, yes. I mean, just an unbelievable shot about a foot off the ice, and he just right, making very sure he didn't get a toe in the crease. That was a great goal.
Hasek never, except for the first one. The other ones were by him like rockets. So.
Yeah.
But I'll give him credit.
Well,
you're right about
a great shot by Allison. They're playing great. And that's Pat Burns again.
You're right.
Just remember the job he did with the Leafs 2 years in a row.
I was flipping over like between periods, and I saw that slash near the end. The announcer tried to make a big deal, like he was trying to push the puck in from the goalie, but that was just an effort to get him down. I mean, that was pretty wicked.
That's
he
Pat
could really Verbeek. Have been
I'm going to tell you, guys like Pat Verbeek, he should have been kicked out of the league a long time ago. He's a piece of crap. It was a wicked, and then they bring the Schwarzer out there, St. Louis, to retaliate against Daryl.
Exactly
Sherrill,
what it was.
The
yeah.
end, and he slashes him on the arm, and they should both get 2 or 3 game suspension, only at least Verbeek, his suspension would mean something.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right, good luck tonight.
And good luck to you. Good luck to those Maple Leafs. Tonight's the night, baby. Maple Leafs and the Penguins at the Air Canada Center. I should be there. I should get out of here right now. I could hop on an American Airlines 215 flight. Get out of here right now. Go up to get some good seats for that game. Not seats like I got for that last game there. Oh, brother. That Maple Leaf Panther game.
They stunk.
And the seats, too. We love those Panthers. How are they doing in the playoffs, by the way? And of course, you notice the sterling coverage that you have in both newspapers here for the NHL playoffs, the putrid coverage. In fact, the Harold Broward edition went to bed so early last night, they don't even have anything about the Dallas-St. Louis game at all. They don't even have a score. They must go to bed about 10:45 at night, that piece of crap Broward edition of the Herald. But both papers doing a putrid job of covering the NHL playoffs, and they wonder why nobody down here's got any interest or knows anything about it. Here's a mobile in Cooper City. Hello.
Hi, Neil. Yeah, I opened up my Miami Herald sports page today, and all I saw was a big picture of Zoe on the front.
They got 45 pages on the National Baboon Association. Nothing about the hockey playoffs.
Nothing about hockey. They give girls softball more coverage than hockey.
That's right.
Neil, there's only, 10 hours to go before the Marlin pregame?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be sitting next to the radio.
I'm getting excited just thinking about it.
Neil,
have to turn off that Maple Leaf playoff game just so I can turn on the radio and catch Joe and Dave.
All the sports nerds, all the sports writers, the first team, everybody's lamenting that no one's going to these games. What the hell do they expect? I'm in full boycott of the Marlins. They can shut down. They can go out of business. They can move. At least last year we could go watch Jim Leland. There was somebody to go watch. We could watch him, maybe smoke a faggot in the dugout.
Yeah.
This year there's nothing. take your team, John Henry. You won't be broke. Just sell it. Go do something.
And how do you like Greg Reed says? Well, sales on a game, spots on a sales on the games are worse than ever before. But we're not going to be impatient. He's what does that mean? We're losing our ass on that crap.
When I can get a spot for $10 a spot, I'll be buying.
They're going to pay you $50 to run the spot.
Where do I sign?
And you'll still say
no. Neil, in closing, Big Jim, have a happy Mother's Day.
Okay.
Bye, Neil.
See ya. So finally, somebody comes through for us. Oh yeah, it's time to get the doggy IQ test again, right? Let's get that out after yesterday. But anyway, so one of our faxers, you know who this is from? This is from Donna Bean. Wasn't that you know who that was? That was Johnny Dark's old girlfriend, wasn't it? Huh? Donna Bean.
Johnny Dark's an asshole.
That's who that was. Because the bird, every time we get a fax from Donna Bean, say, oh, he'd say that. Anyway, it says, it's not easy being 17 and juggling, something about jugs, juggling homeschooling with worldwide pop stardom. At a video rehearsal in February, I was kicking my right leg up and the left leg just collapsed, said Britney Spears, whose infectious debut CD, Baby One More Time, has sold more than 3 million copies. She spent 3 weeks on crutches, then underwent surgery to repair torn cartilage in her knee. Well, maybe that's why she had to have boob job. Maybe when her leg gave out, it kind of like, you know what I'm saying, the yin and the yang, and she had to like get her whole body balanced out again. It says, but hobbling or hobnobbing with professional hairdressers has its advantages. One stylist told me to get my hair lightened even more, says the naturally brunette Spears. It looks so much better. Not that the 5'5 singer needs much help. Even as a little baby, she was really darling, says her mother, Lynn, a second-grade teacher at Kentwood, Louisiana. Dad Jamie is a building contractor. She's always been noticed, they said. But unlike JonBenet, she's still alive. Never more so than in the uproar over the recent Lolita-like photos of her that appeared in Rolling Stone. Now, is that the issue that you have in your hand right now? George has got one hand on the magazine and the other hand on his... I thought they turned out really well, counters Spears, who was also wounded by a report that she has breast implants. It hurts me to hear this kind of stuff, says her mom. So, in other words, she denies it. Does she have breast implants? She says...
No.
But famous friends like NSYNC's J.C. Chase... What kind of a name is that? C-H-A-S-E-Z? What kind of a name is that? Must be Chavez. J.C. says it's Spears' fresh scrub look that really appeals. Guys are into her because she's cute, and girls like her because she's not trying too hard, says Chases, who first met Spears in 1992 when both were Mickey Mouse Club Mouseketeers along with NSYNC's Justin Timberlake. Timbertink. Or Tinky Winky.
Yeah.
Spears' schedule, in addition to a 40-city tour starting in June, she's in talks for her own TV pilot and appearances on Dawson's Creek, doesn't leave much time for dating. It always says that. Every article about these kids, they're so lonely on the road, they don't have much time for dating. They're screwing their brains out. So if she has an embarrassing makeup moment, it's in front of a whole stadium. She was all set to walk on stage to open for NSYNC at Dallas's Bronx. Oh, so she's like this with NSYNC. That's what that's all about. Last December, when she noticed a large blemish on her cheek, with the ingenuity of youth. I covered it with eyeliner and made a mole, she says, but midway through the show, the beauty mark turned ugly. It smeared because she'd been sweating. I wonder if she's got a mole on her... Huh? And maybe that had been sweating, too.
That's
well, be that... Huh? So she's only 17 years old and you're ogling over her here on the air, huh? All you pedophiles. Shame on you. Shame on you. Aren't you embarrassed ogling over a 17-year-old
girl?
That's
only half my age.
Huh? That would be like me getting all bent out excited about...
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He's at least 19.
I've had sex with 17-year-olds before. When I was 17. And
last week. And... Well, see, this is America where the legal age is about 2 years too high anyway. You do realize that. That most other countries, like in West Europe, it's like 16, 15, 16. What's wrong with that? I mean, if 15 or 16 is old enough to shoot up your classmates, it's certainly old enough to screw your brains out. 21, but to stay out of the tea room at Sawgrass, though, I'll tell you that, unless you're at least 25. That's what they're going to start doing. If you have, don't go to the Sawgrass if you got a weak bladder. Or if you got a weak nose, don't even think about going. Because if you got to take a leak at the Sawgrass and you're under 40, they're going to be checking ID and kicking your ass out of there. Speaking of getting your ass kicked out, a lot of you have tried getting a loan from a big bank or a big lending institution. They've said, no, thank you. Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Glad you noticed.
But people are watching, women are staring, they're green with envy. But I'm not sharing, some say he's brainless. Not much fun talking, not much to look at. But I ain't looking, he smells just a little too much. His eyes are a little too close. His nose is just a little too long. But while they're groaning, I will be moaning, darling. He's got a really big trouser trout. The girls would scream if he let it out. He's got a really big trouser trout. I'm fishing for love.
Are you?
He's got a really big trouser trout. That fart can make me just twist and shout. He's got a really big trouser trout. I'm fishing for love. He's got a really big trouser trout. He's got a really big trouser trout.
By the way, I just want to mention that most of the record stores in this town suck like crazy. Did I mention that lately? They do have a Virgin Records, which is one of the best record stores in the world. They have one in Miami somewhere, but I have no idea where it is. Somebody will call in and tell us. But other than that, the record stores in this town really blow. They bite. You can't find 95% of whatever it is you're looking for. They suck. You go to a real city, you know, like anywhere in Western Europe, Amsterdam, they got every street corner, there's another gigantic, humongous record store. Go to Toronto, they got Sam's there on Yonge Street, and like three or four other gigantic, you get lost in there. Enormous places. Here's a guy that's been lost for many years, by the way.
There is nothing worse than fake breath.
Yeah.
The feel of fake breath.
Yeah, like you would kick Britney Spears out of bed. Huh? Of course, she's only 17, so we're only talking figuratively speaking. Have you ever seen Britney Spears?
Yeah, she's very cute.
Yeah, okay. Thank God for that.
Sunset and Place in South Miami, by the way.
What is it?
Virgin Records.
Sunset Place, that's where you find Virgin Records. A great record store, by the way. Yes, go ahead.
Hey, let me ask George.
Of course,
have you ever
don't buy records anyway.
Has George ever played with fake breasts?
You mean on or off the doll?
Yes, I have.
Yes, he has.
Are they the worst?
That depends on the job done.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like them. But anyway, listen. So I got to ask you this.
Let me ask you something. If you got a new job, would that be called a boob job?
No.
I'm sorry. That was a low blow. But that's not what.
Hey, listen. I heard that bit yesterday.
You gave me. What is it?
I heard that bit yesterday. I feel honored.
What bit was that?
The Paul Harvey Jr. show.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, we want to get you in there with all the other dead people, like Herb Oscar Anderson.
Listen, have you ever noticed if you eat spicy Chinese food, you have to go to the bathroom like 20 minutes, half hour later? It's like really bad. Has that ever happened to you?
Yes.
So anyway, we went out to a Chinese restaurant. I got something extra spicy, and then we go over to Kmart over on Palmetto. And
you understand the reason that happens, don't you? Is that that hot spicy food, it like works on your sphincter and, you know, starts stimulating.
But it's always the runs or the squirts.
It's like, did you ever drink Cafe Cubano? Did you ever have Cuban coffee?
Yes, the worst.
Right? Doesn't that like open you up like, wow.
That's called backsplash.
Right.
Anyway, so we go into Kmart, and I got to go. And you ever go in the stall, and you can't go until everybody leaves?
No, I've never gone in, and I can't go, but I would prefer...
You hold it.
To hold it and only do very silent business
until
everybody gets out of there, and then you just cut loose. Yeah.
Okay, well... The whole glory, this is honest to God true story. Last week, I go in there, I have to go, Chinese food, I've got to go, I'm holding. And in the next stall, I go, oh.
Yeah, don't you love that?
Oh, no, yeah. But I look down and there's one pair of shoes sitting on the bowl, and there's another pair of sneakers hopping up and down.
I thought you were just talking about guys who grunt when they...
No! So this guy's grunting.
Yeah.
And I just had to release.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
That must have made for a real romantic situation all the way around.
Well, I think it ruined the moment for them.
Yeah, probably. Okay, have a good
day.
Or even when you see old guys, you know, they have like bladder problems. Do you ever stand next to a urinal? And they're like grunting and grunting. I mean, and you know, it's not like there's a lot of hand motion going on there, so they might be doing something else. They're just taking a leak, but like, you know, I mean, Jesus Christ, all you're doing is peeing. Is it really that difficult? Is it, man, something for us to look forward to, I guess, later on in life. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hi, God.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I'm one of the fellas that's running with a small dinky, too. Young ladies that are afraid of anal sex, they invited me.
Okay, whatever you say. Okay, get the sock over off it next time you call on the phone, too. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. Always really, you know, always am very fond of guys who say dinky. As in...
Yeah.
Here's a lady in Davy. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to comment on Britney Spears and that whole NSYNC thing.
Okay.
I was listening to that girl that called from Gainesville before, and I think I know her.
Yeah.
But here's what
she's
I wanted to say.
She's kind of a chronic caller. She's all right.
Really? She's nice. I think if that's who I think it was, she's really nice. Okay, anyway. I was not a really big NSYNC fan way, like, a couple months ago. In November, they came down here, and they were at the Broward County Fair.
They're terrible.
And my friend, I hated them. I'll be honest with you. I couldn't stand them.
They suck.
They sucked. I didn't want to have anything to do with it, but that kid Joey was really cute, so I went. Okay.
Who is? They have somebody cute on that group?
Oh my God, Joseph Anthony Ficone Jr. is the finest thing walking.
They're all ugly as hell. They're
gross. By the way, JC's last name is not Chaz; it's Shazay. So I just wanted Shazay.
A Shazay by any other name would say Oy Vey.
Yes.
They look like crap. They all look bad. They're horrible.
Okay, well let me tell you what happened.
I mean, maybe they can sing, although I don't like that new video of theirs.
Their video's all right.
Number one on MTV, but all the kids are on drugs, you know.
Exactly. Okay, well, let me tell you what happened. Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get on Backstreet Boys.
Are you going to attack the Backstreet Boys?
No. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Okay, Britney Spears came out, and she should be just a studio artist, okay? She's fine on her CD. I would not go buy it personally because I think that she's wrong, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, but you're not a lesbian, or you think she was really hot.
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just want to.
But you do understand that most straight guys think that she's hotter than.
Yeah, I agree. But my breasts are real, so that's even better than what she's got. Okay.
Okay. In other words, you have larger.
I have D's, and they're real, and I don't need her.
She's got larger, firmer,
exactly.
Real breasts. This
exactly.
Lady. Go ahead.
Okay. So
and we're
Britney
getting
Spears
the pictures
came,
as when.
Right. Britney Spears came out to open for NSYNC, right? She sounds like she was a cow getting run over by a car. Swear to God, when she sang, like, she's awful. Okay, but
well,
NSYNC, I didn't really like them, but you have to see their live show.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give you an offer here. I have an extra ticket for one of their concerts, and I would like you to come with me.
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Okay. I was just offering.
Now, if you got a ticket for the Backstreet Boys concert in Amsterdam on June the 5th, I'll be glad to escort you along with
it. I don't live there, but if you can get them, I'll go with you.
Okay.
All right. Have you seen the Backstreet Boys new video?
Of course I've
seen
it.
It is retarded. It is so stupid. There's no point to that video. I like the song. I'll give you that. The song is really good.
But let me ask you, does there have to be a point to a video? There's no point to the lyrics. I mean, I'll be the first one to tell you that. The lyrics make no sense, but it's a great song. I can't stop listening to it. I'm obsessed with it.
Right. So you're a huge Backstreet Boys fan.
It's so huge, you have no idea. I'm obsessed.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, no. Well, if you like them that much, you work in the radio, why don't you get hooked up?
I went and saw them at the, I got pneumonia practically. I went and saw them at that horrible place up in Palm Beach last year, thanks to Woody Graber, the Coral Sky Amphitheater, and it rained like crazy, and we got real crappy seats about 10 million miles away, and they all looked like midgets, you know. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Britney Spears now, since that seems to be the comment.
But you haven't really said anything about the Backstreet Boys, whether you like them or not.
I'll admit, I'm not a really big Backstreet Boys fan, but that new song is really good. I really like it.
Well, thank God for that.
I want it that way.
I mean, Nick is kind of filling out, you know, from
a... You know what? You know what? Honestly, everybody's making fun of him because he's getting big, but I think he looks better like that.
He filled out.
Oh, yeah. He looks much better.
He's getting big.
But Kevin, I'm so proud of him. Like everybody makes fun of him because he only had one eyebrow, but he has two, so they all have to shut up now.
Yeah, well, now that he's almost 30 years old, he better grow the other one fast.
That's
before it's too late.
That's true.
But anyway, Britney Spears in closing?
Britney Spears is totally fake. I don't think anybody should go support her in any way. Buy the CD, that's it. Don't go to her shows. She sucks. They're all going to be disappointed.
No, I think if she sucks, they'll probably be happy.
Well, that's only the guys.
Okay.
Unless they're bi.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
And when are we getting those pictures?
I think it's time to suck rage. Suck the rage, baby. 567-0560, pound 560. That's the motto for the NBA playoffs. Suck the rage.
Oh!
Yeah! What is wrong with the people in this country, huh? All these phonies, you know, pretending that they're all big fans of these big, big, illiterate, 7-foot-tall schwartzes. I mean, are you people kidding anybody?
No.
Not kidding me. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. See, adults don't buy music. In fact, if all the kids stop buying the music tomorrow, then all the record stores, all these things, they'd all go out of business. Because adults don't buy music. So when an old fart like me goes into a record store, they all start guarding the tea room, first of all, which they don't have to worry. But no, seriously, you will go into any record store, you will see almost no adults. That's why we get no response to this. Because when's the last time any of the people in this audience ever, besides the two young ladies we heard from, when's the last time any of them ever bought a CD, a cassette, and anything? Right? And adult males definitely don't buy music. Now, I would be embarrassed to find out what kind of music that the young guys they're buying, you know? Here's Parkland. Hello.
Neil, good news. The verdict is in. Jenny Jones has been held liable for $25 million, and the best part is she's going to be executed at high noon by firing squad. Quick TV is going to be there covered live.
Okay, great. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
In the movie Godfather, just remember when they stuck the knife through Luca Brasi's hand?
Yes.
That's what they should do to the Murray brothers for getting rid of Morty.
Okay, great. Thank you. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. See, it's very easy now in retrospect, as opposed to when I was telling you 2 years ago when they not only got rid of him, but they paid him $600,000 to go away. When I told you that right up front, anybody now can look back and like Jason Woolley was playing so great for Buffalo. What a deal that was, okay? Stu Barnes, who granted isn't doing a goddamn thing now, but Jason Woolley alone. And then we get Chris Wells in return. but, you know, you can't turn the clock back. In the meantime, I told you that 2 years ago. And all I got was a lot of vilification, and I don't know what I'm talking about, and and that stuff. 5670560. You know, whatever happened in the old days when we would play Luis Miguel, we'd get a million calls about Luis Miguel. We'd play anything, you know what I'm talking about? Music. Of course, that was real music, but nevertheless. No, it's just not the same. You see it. You hear it. You notice it. I have no idea what cranks these people's chains. You listen to these sports shows on this station, and you hear about sucking the rage, and it sucks. It does suck. It makes me nauseous. I get the rage. I get the fits, and then I get the... Hey, if you get the fits when you look in the mirror and see that big, grotesque bald spot, and boy, there's nothing worse than a big bald spot. I sure know about that. Then call our good friend Charlie Alfieri.
QAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale. Baby, baby, the largest candy hail.
All right.
Baby, baby, the largest candy hail. Cooper discovered that everything's back in jail. Was drunk driving, now we're in here with drunk driving. 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 Take me away. Now I'm in the icebox, won't you help post my bail? Now I'm in the icebox, won't you help post my bail? Cause it's dope like me that cops just love to nail. I was drunk driving, now I'm in jail with drunk driving. 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 And they put me away.
It's 2 minutes after noon at 560 WQM. We got the Hank Goldberg Show at 2. We got Kimba Boakamper at 6. 9:30, we got the Marlins on the West Coast at the Dodgers. By the way, anybody hear Tom Jicca last night?
No.
After the hockey game? I doubt it. Well, it sure must have been awful late. Dallas and San Luis? No, it wasn't all that late. It ended about 11 o'clock because I saw the whole damn thing. And did Tom discuss the radio ratings, how great QAM did? Did he discuss that last night?
No.
Did we have any spy reports on it? No. Not like the old days, boy. The old days, we could count on this audience no matter what it was. They were there in a heartbeat. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Yeah, I want to bang Britney Spears and Jerry Heltman.
Great. 5670560. How long do you wait for that? That was brilliant. 5670560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. Here's Tamarack. Hello.
How you doing? Before you asked if anybody ever bought a record because of the way a person looked, how many people you think bought Shania Twain's records because of the way she looked?
No, that wasn't my question about the way they looked. I said, how many people bought a record because they liked the video?
Which right. Still the one.
Yeah.
A lot of people bought it because of that.
Right.
Now, I'm 52 years old. I want to tell you something. Any heterosexual male that says they wouldn't do Britney Spears is a lying dog.
Is a closet queen.
But first, I'd have to get a note from our mother.
Okay.
Go Bruins.
Okay. There's the best call of the year so far.
Oh!
God bless you, sir. Isn't that just what I said before? And didn't I tell you, I come in this morning, I'll be honest with you, George didn't know Britney Spears from, like I said, Asparagus Spears. He didn't know who the hell that was. He knew the name.
We were talking about her yesterday when the magazine
but
came
But you
in.
Hadn't seen
I
her.
I still haven't. No, not before yesterday.
You haven't seen her moving.
I
I'm not talking about a picture on Rolling
exactly.
Stone. I'm talking about, like, in the video.
No.
Moving, breathing,
no. Nor,
heaving.
Nor have I
heaving.
Heard her tunes.
Right.
She was heaving it?
She was heaving it. They had the world debut of her brand new video last night, which was shot on the beach. And she's on there, and there's a bunch of other interesting people on there, including this one guy. She's looking through that, what do they call that thing?
The binoculars?
Thing. Huh? No, they're not binoculars. They're like a...
The coin-operated...
yeah, one of those things. Yeah, and she's looking, and she spots this one guy who's hotter than tamale sauce. So, like I said, there's something to keep everybody occupied. Why do you think I was watching it so long, huh? Looking at her? But, I mean, you can't help if you're living and breathing, you can't help but look at her and say, holy Christ. And then come in here this morning and find out she's only 17 years old. A lot of the parents out there, a lot of you fathers out there that escort your daughters to the ladies' room. Now what? See, that's one thing that women don't have to worry about. They're always complaining about, well, you know, they're on the short end of the stick and they don't have equal rights and they, you know, and they got a good point in some areas. But one thing you don't hear about too many women being molested in the tea room. They get raped in the parking lot, but they don't get molested in the tea room. Huh? One thing about lesbians, they don't drill glory holes that we know of. They don't write graffiti. We heard that. And number three, or did they say they did write graffiti or not?
Yes, they did.
They do write graffiti. That's just before you see that tongue sticking through the glory hole. Might be the janitor, though. Here's a mobile in the Gables. Hello.
Yeah, I got to agree with you. That song by Backstreet Boys is really good.
Great.
But talking about pedophiles before, we were hanging out with some NHL players from the Sharks before, and they were saying that Pavel Bure had to come to Miami. Because
yeah, I'm right. 5670560, pound 560 on the mobile one line, right. Just keep trying it, pal. Keep trying it. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I don't think that most adults buy CDs anymore.
They don't even walk into a record store.
No.
They don't have any idea what's going on in there.
All my old collection is from probably, you know, when I was in my late teens and 20s. But
right.
Now that I'm 36.
I bet you can't even remember the last CD that you bought or the last record you bought.
Well, you know... Well, no, I can't. Well, I can, to be honest with you, but it wasn't today's music. It was music from in the 70s when I was a teenager.
Like, what was it?
Fleetwood Mac, that new one that they just came out with.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, Britney Spears, I wouldn't buy her CD, but I went out and bought the
Blow Up Doll. The Rolling Stone, which is not, yeah, but if you went out and got the CD, no, you don't want the CD. You want to watch MTV for the moving video, like when she's breathing and heaving.
Well, I'm going to have to look for that because they, you know, there was one that, that's been out for about a year now, and all of a sudden she's becoming big, but she's been around for about a year now. She
right.
had a video where she did in, like, her high school.
Mm-hmm.
And
she did the high
one,
school? The whole school?
She, well, it was done in her high school.
Oh, I see.
And let me tell you, it's very suggestive.
Yeah.
And,
good, that's
and,
what we want.
And a guy that just called about Britney earlier, I can't agree more. I mean, any heterosexual man, I know she was only 16. She had to, if
she's 17 now. She's 17. We have it on very good authority. She's
right.
17 and getting older by the minute.
If she's 17 now, then that video had to have been done when she was about 15 or 16.
Right.
And let me tell you, any heterosexual man would have done 20 years for her.
Would have speared Britney, right.
Absolutely.
Okay, God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
See you at the old. See, all the old farts are going to be watching MTV now. Nice going, Neil.
Oh!
I'm the only guy in America who can get old farts, old perverts, leches, Lears. Even Tom Lear is going to be watching, and Norman Lear. Just to check out Britney Spears. And believe me, it'll be well worth it at twice the price of the admission if you can get through that NSYNC crap. 5, 6, 7. Seriously, that's our poll question. Which is worse, 5 or NSYNC? I mean, those are two such bad, bad groups. I mean, they couldn't all be great, you know? Yeah. See, and you can poo-poo it all you want, Mr. Poo-poo. But here it's May 7th, and they're just, it's growing. This single here that I'm playing, this is going to be so big, it's going to be number one quarter, not just number one. And this man sat in there with a straight face a little over a year ago. Then this was right on the heels of when we had AJ and Kevin in the studio on the air with me that day, up in our primitive studio downstairs, giving me a song and a dance about Flash in the Pan. They suck. They can't sing. Bada beep, bada boo. And by the way, I hate to break the news to you. They co-wrote a lot of the music on their new album.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what they say.
You're such a piece of crap. You really are. Along with that Swedish guy, or whatever
yeah.
he is. 8 minutes after, he's sweet. 8 minutes past noon at 560 WQAM. A lot of people want to hop on the internet and order the Britney Spears record right now. And of course, if you want to get on there and, huh? Of course they do. They want to get on Amazon.com or eBay or whatever those, whichever one it is. You want to get on the internet right away. You have to have Mindspring because then you don't have to get the busy signals for half an hour. You don't have to diddle around with those stupid ads and keep saying
no
and
no, no, no
over and over
no.
again. Mindspring gets you right on there every time right away. In fact, Mindspring was voted the best internet service provider by PC World and PC Commuting Magazines for 1998.
Horse Fag Radio will never be the same. Starting this Monday on 560 WQAM, it's the Brian and Terry Murray Show. 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, only on 560 WQAM.
Online has become my home. There is so much stuff I must own. A Starsky and Hutch lunch box. And a signed picture of Wally Cox. Oh, I'm spending too much time on eBay.
Yeah.
This is how I spend my day. Oh, I'm just spending too much time on eBay. Bidding time.
So you're back.
I've been awake for days now. Don't care how high it goes.
Yeah.
Cause I have one thing to live for. Got to get that Kung Fu grip G.I. Joe. Yeah, I'm spending too much time on eBay. My paycheck just flies away. Ooh, yeah, I'm spending too much time on eBay. Bidding time.
12:14 at 560 WQAM. By the way, speaking of that, can you imagine the incredible financial crisis that we're going to have in a couple of years? With all these people taking their credit cards and buying stuff on the internet? Can you imagine? Because most of the people who are like really heavy duty on the internet, most of them are like irresponsible to begin with and have no lives and have several credit cards. Anyway, speaking of irresponsible, by the way, our friend Scott Marcus, remember that awful, I mean, that great book, What Sucks About South Florida, that we, well, I got a fax from him. He says, just wanted to say hi and test out his new free internet fax thing. Also, let me say thank you to Zoltan and the station for the way he handled the ads for my book, What Sucks About South Florida. And he and his wife will be traveling on Virgin Atlantic to London at the end of this month. We're going on business economy class, as you were scheduled, it says. Maybe we can mention your name and get upgraded to first class, he says.
No.
Scott Marcus. Might give it a shot, Scott, but I think
no
is the answer. As in, what time is your show on? No, it's a great airline, though. Seriously, Virgin Atlantic. You go to London, you go anywhere in Europe, believe me. Trust me when I tell you. A lot better than that Martin Skier. 567-0560, pound 560 on a mobile one line. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hi, Neil. How you doing today?
Great.
Big hockey fan and unfortunately a Flyers fan, so I'd like to wish you congratulations.
Thank you, and we deserve it.
About the great victory for the Maple Leafs.
Yes,
let me ask you a question since you got a chance to watch the Flyers for a bunch of games in a row there.
No, I didn't.
What do you think it is? Is it Clark that doesn't, you know, with all the messing around he does all year long, doesn't build any teamwork with the team? Is it Roger Nielsen? Is it
Roger Nielsen? Roger Nielsen is one of the worst coaches in the history of the game. I know he had a couple of decent years in Toronto when the team stunk, but generally speaking, he's a coma coach. He's not inspirational. He's got all that talent out there, even without Lindros. They got all that talent, and he still couldn't inspire a fruit fly to, you know, a mosquito to sting you. And he's got to go. He will go.
Do you see them going and trying to bring Keenan back?
No, I don't know. Nobody in their right mind is going to bring Mike Keenan in.
Who do you see as a coach that can do something? I mean, his team's loaded with talent, a ton of payroll, and first round eliminated every year. It's getting very frustrating.
You know what? I think Terry Murray would be great back in Philly.
Great. Thanks very much.
Okay. Good luck to you. Terry Murray back to Philly.
Oh!
Yeah, give him another chance. Just get him out of here. 567-0560, pound 560 on a mobile one line. Let's get in the mood for that big Leafs-Pittsburgh game tonight. Come on.
Herbatsev made a good play to follow the play. Now a long shot. Herbatsev knocks it away. Paul gets it ahead at center for Perreault. To the line with a shot. Score! Yannick Perreault from the blue line. It's 1-0 Toronto.
Attaboy, Joe. I'm fired up, and in fact, I'm sucking the rage, sucking the big one, getting all excited for that Penguins Leafs game tonight at the Air Canada Center. That's where the real men are watching the hockey games, not this stupid schvo ball that you people are talking about. But I mean, that guy that called here about golf the other day, that would be a tough one for me. Which one is more boring, talking about golf or the NBA? Boy, that's a tough one. The NBA is not for white people. I hate to break the news to you. I know nobody told you that yet. The NBA is for schwarzes, okay? It is not for white people. Get over it. Stop trying. That would be, it's like all these white kids listening to rap music. I mean, nobody can stop you from listening to it. Nobody can stop you from buying the records. They'll take your money. But I hate to break the news to you. It ain't for you. It ain't your stuff. It ain't your thing. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
You know, Neil, this isn't the first time that the Britney Spears controversy came up.
About her boobs?
Yes, exactly. I remember I think it was last week, I was talking to Ed Kaplan.
Yeah.
And
what does he know about it?
I think he was honestly taking ads on it. And
oh yeah, yeah, he was.
That in the horse race too, which I lost. Ed Kaplan.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. Like I said, grow up here and call him up. Okay, we're sick and tired of your crap. Same guy that calls every day to tell us that Ed Kaplan is a son of a bitch or whatever, because he, this guy's dumb enough to bet on a horse. I'm going to tell you, anybody that bets on any sporting event based on what somebody on this station says deserves to lose their ass. That's what Hank was telling me yesterday. He says, any of these schlumpers out there that bet on what we tell them, they got to be morons. Get a life. And he's absolutely correct. Attaboy, Humper. So that's the poll question today. Are they real or are they make-believe? Britney Spears and the number three, does anybody care? I'll tell you, if you care, then you're just looking for an excuse. You got to be a closet queen, okay? Oh, I wouldn't touch her. Those aren't for real. Plus, she's underage. Okay, faggot. I'm telling you right now. There is not, let's assume for the sake of argument that she was 18, okay? Because this is America, and we're not supposed to talk about diddling with the underage people. People get very nervous, as if they wouldn't, you know? Let's just assume for the sake of argument she was 18, Britney Spears. Do you really believe that there is one heterosexual? For example, do you think
Roy
would say no to her? Although knowing the taste that he's got. You know, I'm so tempted, although I'd like Tracy a lot. Tracy Caracedo, who's our sales promotions, whatever his title is around here. Good guy. Came over from IG.
Oh!
But that thing he was talking to us, the promotion he was discussing with us this morning, where he mentioned the water Nazi.
Roy!
And Screw Ann, the sales manager. I'm really tempted to, you know, I mean, I'm just hoping for the best and hoping that they don't get involved in that thing. Because if they do, the stuff is really going to hit the fan. The stuff will hit the fan just like the next time I hear a spot for a gun show on this program. Now, one thing I will say, since that episode out there, that grotesque, horrendous, unacceptable piece of American tragedy out there in Littleton, Colorado, we haven't had any spots for gun shows on this station that I've heard. And we damn well better not for a hell of a long time, if ever. And like the mayor out there said in Denver, hey, all you NRA assholes, take your piece and get the hell out of here. We don't want you. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Why do you continue to talk hockey when you say it?
567, why do you continue to listen, sir? You must absolutely love it, huh? Oh, there you go. They're still screaming at the Air Canada Center. 567-05. Spent 30 seconds playing one clip on Elise and a Penguin, 30 seconds, and this guy who's... There's another guy with no material. See, you're not fooling me. You're not fooling the audience. Instead of having something you want to talk about, how come I'm talking about, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is? Because you got no material. Just knock, 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 because you're another typical South Florida asshole that's got nothing positive, constructive, interesting, meaningful to say. You're a piece of turd, and by the way, stay out of the glory holes over there at JCPenney's, okay? We're on to you. Asshole. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I want to apologize to you.
Probably an NBA fan, a jerk. About for what?
I called you yesterday, and I was talking about the Leafs-Pens, and I ended it with a Viva Fidel. I'm sorry. I just want to incite some of these Cuban assholes down here. They always bother me.
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? They don't care.
I know they don't, but the games last night... I think Dallas is going to sweep.
Oh, are you going to talk about hockey now? This last guy's going to have a nervous breakdown. He's going to have a attack.
I don't care.
I don't either.
I think the finals, I see Stars, Leafs. I say Stars in seven.
Okay, good luck to you, sir. You'll need it. Stars ain't making the finals. Not with Eddie the Choker Belfour in there, believe me. In fact, several times in that game last night, he was way out of position. He must have had a horseshoe up his
rectum
last night, because, boy... St. Louis just missed by the hair on his ass a couple of times of getting greasy goals. You wait. When push comes to shove, Eddie the Beagle, he'll be biting the big one, like he always does. Some guys step up for the big games, and some guys just, you can hear the gagging sounds about 4 miles away. And I'd love to see St. Louis win the next four in a row. And I hate the Blues, but just because Dallas is such a goddamn dirty team, you know? Can't stand dirty teams. Pat Verbeek the Geek. They don't even know who I'm talking about. I think that guy had a point. Why are we wasting our time with hockey? Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
Pretty good, sir.
I just wanted to welcome you to the world of Virgin Atlantic Airways. How'd you like that trip?
Great. Sensational.
Yeah, that premium economy is not bad either. That was supposed to be their sleeper class.
Yeah.
And you didn't get a massage when you're up there?
No, I passed on the massage.
Well, they do that, you know where the lounge is, where that little bar is?
Right.
They have a couch there, and they just kind of give you a 10-minute head and shoulder massage, which is really pretty nice.
Uh-huh.
And
the food, by the way, was sensational. It was some of the best airline food I've ever had in my life. The service was fantastic. My only complaint is because the whole crew there is British, I couldn't understand a word they were saying. But other than that, it was one of the best, fantastic.
But the crew, by far, is probably the most friendly of any airline out in the industry today.
Yeah, they're friendly, but they don't overdo it. Some airlines, they never let you rest, they never leave you alone, but they know just give you just the right amount of attention. Seriously, I have no complaints. It was perfect.
Just one other question, if I may.
You had
mentioned that there was a Steak and Shake that was going to open up in by Sawgrass. Where is that exactly?
It's, I think, on 136. You know where they call it Panther Parkway now?
Yeah.
There's the Shell station on the one side and whatever else is there. It's right in that, on one of those four corners there. They're going to be in the next month, I think, a Steak and Shake.
I know there's also one that's opening up on Boynton Beach Boulevard as well.
Right. They're great.
Yeah, super. I love them. Well, I just wanted to say call and say thanks and welcome to the world of Virgin.
And especially love their toad in the hole, by the way. Have a
great
day, pal.
You too. Thanks.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Yeah, Virgin Atlantic, great airline, ladies and gentlemen. Finally discovered a great way to hop over the pond on a big 747 and the ultimate in comfort with lots of leg room and elbow room. And they give you a little massage there if you want, like he said. It's great. Food was sensational. They give you a menu where you have actually like four different choices, not just this. You want the meat or you want the chicken? You want the mahi-mahi or you want the toad in the hole, you know? I mean, granted, on most airlines, it doesn't make that much difference. You're not expecting gourmet cuisine because you're flying like 2-3 hours, whatever. But when you're flying across the pond for like, you know, 8-9 hours, depending on which way you're going, maybe a nice meal might be nice. And even we're okay. I mean, they didn't just have like a bottomless hole like on that train. You notice how much response we got on that? Nothing. Because how many people in this audience do you think have ever taken a train in Europe? I'm not talking about Amtrak here in this godforsaken country that's crashing all the time. I'm talking about the great train system they got over there in Europe. 567-0560, pound 560 on the Mobile One line. Don't forget the diarrhea tour over to Rhineland. We're all getting together. All of us Yidlach, we're getting together doing that this summer. Here's a Mobile in Boca. Hello.
Don't forget the diarrhea tour.
Mobile in Boca.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
Big Leafs fan.
Yes?
I'm a little worried about Sundin, though. He ain't scoring.
Well, see, that's the one thing about this team. They got balance. We don't have to worry about him. If he don't score, then Stevie Sullivan steps up, or Steve Thomas steps up, or Berezin. Okay, yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
Maybe we should take the C off his jersey and put it on Domi.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Give Peter Worrell a big kiss for us, too, okay, friend? Ty Domi. Okay, see, this is what we're dealing with. This is the kind of hockey, alleged hockey fan we got down here. Whoever the team goon is, that's the guy that ought to be the captain. He's the leader. I mean, Ty Domi's okay. He at least has got a few skills, you know. He can stick it in there in the puck, too. And this guy's knocking Matt Sundin. Don't be knocking the big Swede, okay? When you least expect it, he'll stick it in there, just like he did in the second game in the Philadelphia series, scored the winning goal there after Stevie Thomas tied it up with just seconds to go, which they forget so soon. 26 past noon at 560 WQM. By the way, do you know Jason was an Arab?
Well, he's Jewish.
He's an Arab, though.
What's the difference?
He's from the wrong side of the tracks. As in Toulouse Law. Hey, Mother's Day is this Sunday. Make my
call.
Don't you sit today, Judito had to say, the jury's gone away on a busman's holiday. No juice today, so find another way
to get you through the day, plus you won't see OJ.
Why don't they know how long it's gonna take? Now they all go and take another break. They waste our time with nothing to defend. Just fry the guy and bring it to an end. No juice today, that's too bad for OJ. He can't defend his rage, he's locked up in his cage.
You know, this is a perfect time. The timing is great because the nephew's out another one of those stupid van hits with a QAM van, which I promised I wasn't going to do anymore, but I'll read it one time. Just this one time, and then don't ever bother me again, okay, nephew? You jackass. And by the way, he smelled real bad in here, too. What was he doing, working out with the screw in the sales department? Seriously, he smelled like a sewer when he was in here. Put some clothes on, okay, next time you come in here, nephew? I'm unimpressed. But anyway, it's a good timing because our poll question today is, what do you think of people that are still sucking OJ's ass? Which we have several of those around here. I don't want to mention no names.
Roar!
But we got some people in this building who still suck up to him and think he's like a hero. And people like that, just on the face of it, even if I knew nothing else about those people, they make me want to barf. They make me want to puke. You know, just because this guy 30 years ago wore a goddamn jockstrap or whatever the hell it was, Christ almighty, how many more people does he have to butcher before you finally start saying, well, I don't know, you know? Before you finally sniff the daffodils and say,
yeah.
Anyway, the QAM van, he's there. The nephew is there, okay? Take your nose clip along. He's in Fort Lauderdale between now and 1:30 at Nichols, 1800 North Federal Highway between Oakland and Sunrise. And they got, wait till you hear the stuff they're giving away. You're going to puke. Tickets to the second annual New Times International Beer Festival tonight in Fort Lauderdale, and the seventh annual Cajun Zydeco Crawfish Festival today through Sunday at Fort Lauderdale Stadium. See, this is ridiculous. You know? The Zydeco Crawfish Festival, the Cajun Zydeco Crawfish Festival today through Sunday at Fort Lauderdale Stadium, that has to be a joke. That has got to be a put-on. Just like when Tracy was in here this morning feeding us the crap about that golf tournament. It had to be a put-on. I know it's the 7th of May, but it's just like April 1 again, okay? It's like that crap with that bogus trade they pulled on the Joe and the Bagel Boys show. That's it. And just to make sure that I can't read it again, okay? Little teeny tiny pieces, okay? So whatever I just said, that's where he is for the next hour. Good luck to him. Somewhere in Fort Lauderdale. Just look for him. Just open up the window of the car. You'll smell him. Here's Miramar. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I don't know if you know about it, but I'd just like to mention to you that you can't pray hunger away, you know.
So all those Bible thumpers who think they actually want to do something, I'd appreciate it if they get off their knees and put some food out this weekend for the food drive. Do you know about it?
No, I don't.
There's a thing, a food drive this weekend where the postal workers in Broward are going to pick up food for people who leave it outside by their mailbox or whatever so that hungry people can have food. And I know a lot of the adults are morons because there's plenty of food, but a lot of kids get fed by that food. So tell those Bible thumpers to get off their knees and put some food out, will you?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm glad he brought that up because I almost forgot this. Typical, so typical, day of prayer yesterday, totally inappropriate, totally out of place. Jim Noggle, the mayor of Fort Lauderdale, a total jackass. National Day of Prayer observance in Fort Lauderdale City Commission chambers yesterday almost came off without a hitch, but, and most of them, the capacity crowd offered prayers for local and national leaders. Most of them wore buttons declaring, "Yes, I believe in God," said to be the last word spoken by 17-year-old Cassie Brunel right before she was by a gunman at Columbine High School in Littleton, Colorado. They listened politely as Mayor Jim Noggle read a proclamation while his 18-month-old daughter Rachel playfully removed his glasses. But then someone prayed aloud against the sin of abortion, and another person ended prayer with the words, "In Jesus' name." See, this is every time you get a bunch of these goody-two-shoes religions together, the goyim, the good Christians, the intolerant assholes, this is what they try to do. Just like when we used to have assembly in high school, back in Canandaigua, New York. We didn't have no prayer in school, and of course it had no place there, and everybody was doing just fine. But every time there was an assembly, we had to have the Lord's Prayer, "In Jesus' name," etc. And even though there were only a handful of us Jews, and there were some kids probably who were like, knew better than all of this crap, totally inappropriate. But don't confuse that with these intolerant assholes who tell us, well, this is a Christian nation, etc. and so on. And it goes out about the fact that these two Jewish guys from the ACLU and wherever else, they were pissed off and they got up and they were walking around. Well, what were they doing there in the first place, by the way? What did they expect? Besides a bunch of intolerant goyim. Just like there's two letters to the editor, which I won't even waste my time about those bumper stickers. What do they say? Support life, choose life.
The license plates.
That's what I'm saying. I keep saying that.
Yeah,
license plates.
Life.
Florida license plates. Sanctioned by your state, by what used to be the state of Florida, by now the Nazi state of Florida. Choose life. Two letters to the editor today say, oh, well, what's the big deal with that? What's wrong with that? Yeah, right. What's wrong with it is it's a goddamn political opinion which don't have any business, any place on a license plate made by the state. That's what's wrong with it, you idiots. And one of the letters says, as the overwhelming majority of people believe. Hate to break the news to you. Wrong. Overwhelming majority of people are pro-choice in America, okay? But don't confuse these people with the facts. Just like the overwhelming majority of people in this country want gun control, want a hell of a lot less guns laying around all over the place. But don't confuse the wingnuts with the truth, okay? Because they can't handle the truth.
You son of a bitch.
Here's Boynton Beach. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm a proud NBA fan.
And,
hello? Are
yes.
You that?
Figures, yeah. You
hello?
Sound like an NBA. See what I'm saying? Yes, I'm here, sir. You're a proud
no,
NBA
no.
fan.
No, no. What does he have against the NBA? What's that? That's better than hockey.
No, it's not. The NBA is boring. It's a bunch of illiterate 7-foot-tall goons slam-a-jamming it.
So you say only black people watch NBA?
I said it's for black people. It's a black people sport. Why would white people want to watch an almost all-black? What would be the point?
Why do you say all those things?
Because it's true. What do you mean, why do I say all those things? Because that's my opinion.
Well, when you go to the game, you see all the white people in the
game. And that's what are they doing there? What are they there for?
I don't know.
Well, when you find out, you let me know. See, he just can't handle it. If they would lower the ticket prices so the brothers could all afford to go there, they'd have a good time. But instead, they got all those yuppies there. And by the way, I saw some of the recent Heat games, some of the lowlights on TV there, and they panned a crowd. There's just a zillion empty seats in there in that Miami arena. Plenty of empty seats. So who the hell are they kidding? If they just get the prices down there so where the dark folks could afford to go in there, then they'd be, you know, that's the way it should be. Just like at the hockey games. We have like maybe 5 or 6 farces we let in the hockey games. And other than that, it's a sport for white people. We understand that. And every team now has got a token farce around the team down there on the ice, and that makes people happy, you know. And some of the guys can actually play, like famous Anus there on the Boston Bruins. For Michigan State, by the way, just mentioned in passing. 22 before 1 at 560 WQM. We have
Sports Fact Radio WQAM.
Oh,
There's been a major setback today for the NBA lockout. Player representative, Shufro Abdul Kingfish.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, here's a great fact from another sports hole, from another real jackass idiot who doesn't have the balls to sign his name, although the fax thing on top says sent by Get Real, whatever the hell that means. And Get Real, I think, is perfect for this asshole. It says, hey, Neil, stop ranking on the sports fans. If it weren't for us, this station wouldn't be around. Don't forget that even though this is your so-called talk show, this is a sports station.
No,
it's not. By the way, George sounds very feminine on the air. It says, I will always be monitoring. Well, you are right about the last part. George sounds fruity on the air. No, seriously, off the air, he doesn't sound fruity at all. But on the air, on the air, when you just speak like back and forth, you don't sound. But when you're like on the spots or you're doing the show, you sound fruity.
It's because I have a snaggle tooth.
Oh, that must be it. Oh, and I hate to break the news to you, sir, but if they were playing Hungarian mazurkas in a morning drive and afternoon drive and the rest of the day and I was here 10 to 2, we'd still be kicking ass, as has been proven in the last 5 rating books in a row, sir. I hate to break the news to you. We're kicking ass, and this is the Neil Rogers Show, not some stupid sports fag show with a bunch of jackasses running around pretending they care about a bunch of 7-foot freaks slamming Janet, okay? You can't handle the truth, can you, sir? Can you handle it?
No.
Probably handling it right now. You'll always be monitoring. You wouldn't miss a goddamn minute of this show, sir. If they took this show away, you'd have no life. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. Couple of things. I totally agree with you about the sports thing. By the way, Joe Rose sucks. Okay? He talks like a baby. He talks baby talk,
yeah.
Yeah, he has a lisp, and he talks like he's talking to, I don't know, like in a kindergarten class.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to say is...
I like the wee-wee.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is the deal with all these Julios that drive around with the rap music blasting? They hate black people if they'll play that rap music.
Well, what about white kids? What about rednecks? They're listening to rap music.
Oh, please. Are they?
White kids?
I guess I don't get out enough.
You better get around. Check it out,
and,
sir.
Neil?
Yes?
The other thing. What is the deal with excrement out of the train?
Okay, 5670560, pound 560. We don't want to talk that right now, sir. Pound 560 on the mobile one line. I don't know. I can't be explaining it. It's just it's part of the whole deal, man, converting all the young. I think it's a conspiracy between reproducing like rabbits and turning all those poor white kids onto that rap music. Look at all the evil stuff that's going on now because of rap music. Do you believe that?
No.
I don't either, but it sure sounds good. It sure is a good, another good. Let's find another scapegoat for why these kids are doing these bad things. It must be the music.
No.
Video games.
No.
TV.
No.
Movies.
No.
Come on. Must be some simple explanation. What, are you perspiring in there? Is it warm in here again? Feels a touch warm, a tad warm in here. Could we turn it on, or is it down all the way?
It's down all the way. Unless somebody diddled with
it. And this is only the 7th of May, by the way. You do understand that it's not 100 degrees in the shade yet, like it's going to be all of June and July and August and September and well into October. So we have yet to experience our first summer time up here on the third floor. We've already had the great experience of jamming Johnny down there at Power 96, blasting it. Although we do thank again profusely Kid Curry for giving me this disc. Bailamos by Enrique Iglesias in Inglés. And The Hardest Thing by 98 Degrees, which I already went out and bought the CD, which I regret more than I can tell you. So anyway, our poll question, other than Nick Nolte, did anybody ever meet a guy named Nick who was ugly? Oh, yeah, I remember I used to have a guy who used to go to the track with me up in West Palm Beach. Nick, he was ugly. He was a pain in the ass, too. Nick, the school teacher. Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I couldn't agree with you more. I'd rather listen to, like, klezmer music or Gregorian chant than listen to the worst team with... Defect and Moldy and Blockhead, and I just think that when are you going to have control of the radio station so we don't have to listen to...
You can kiss my rear end. Yeah, Joe's a little bit upset.
What's
control of the radio station? I'm here from 10 to 2. I'm doing the Neil Rogers Show. I'm not here to change the station. I'm here to... And by the way, you'll notice that since I started ripping the hell out of these guys, the last book, they all went through the roof.
It's unbelievable.
I'm pulling them up by my goddamn bootstraps.
Neil, let me ask you one
more thing. The fact that they put that babbling brook on there, even Hank admitted to me yesterday. He said, thank God, Pete Bolger, you're such a putz. He said, that's the reason we got those numbers up. Plus, by the way, our poll question today is, will Hank be there at 2 o'clock when the theme finishes playing? Anyway, go ahead.
Neil, do they give Verbeek suspension for that crap he pulled on Turgeon last night?
They better give him, I'd say, at least 3 games.
All right, Neil. I love you. Have a great day.
Okay, see you. Unbelievable. Pat Verbeek. And there's a guy at least who knows who the hell that is. Yeah, that's going to be our poll thing today. In fact, we can have the same one every day. Will Hank actually be there at 2 o'clock when the theme music ends? The thing I found fascinating yesterday, I mean, you know, a lot of times it's not his fault. They have a problem with the line. They're out there at Shula's. They're out of town doing a show. But when you're right inside the building, he was in here. We were talking yesterday at 1:45 during a break, the Humper. And the theme music ends yesterday, and here's Corey on there again. I think Hank took what I said seriously, and of course it was the truth. And that is during those segments when he's not on there, when they got Corey and Jason and Clarence, numbers are through the roof. As soon as Hank comes on, yeah, they start dropping like a rock. Just calm down, Hank. You'll be all right. No, but seriously, what is that all about? He was walking around in the halls with a bunch of interns yesterday. This man has got more excuses not to be there when the goddamn show starts. I'm going to start doing that. Yeah, I'll come in like I always do, about 8:45, and then at 10 o'clock, as soon as the ID, the open place, I'll be in a hall wandering around somewhere. I'll be standing out laughing at Pussy Galore's desk over there. You got the new desk yet?
No.
No. The 7th of May. How long have we been up here now? About 3 months? It's gotta be. Yeah. March, April, May, something like that. We've been up here for 3 months. Is this, Putz got a desk?
No.
You got like a high chair, like a little this is our program director. A man with no self-respect. Talk about low. He doesn't have low self-esteem. He has no self-esteem. Here's Liberty City. Hello. Liberty City.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, man. What was up with that comment you made, you know, about the basketball?
What do you mean, what was up with it?
About
what word didn't you understand?
Obviously, you white people like to see us blacks play basketball. That's why you go to see us.
I don't go to see you. I don't watch the NBA for 2 seconds.
I think you're very ignorant. I think you're a jackass.
Yeah, well, thank you. Can't handle the truth, can you? It's interesting, we've had, and it makes my point. We had 2 calls about that, and they were both from black guys. I don't have any problem you have your own sports. Although I do like watermelon. Not that crazy about fried chicken or chitlins or collard greens. But, I mean, everybody can have their own thing. What's wrong with that? What do you got to get the hostile about it? It happens to be the truth. I'm not going to speak for those yuppies who go there because it's some place to go. They're not basketball fans, just like the people that go to the Yenta Center, any more than they're hockey fans. They wouldn't know a hockey puck from a goddamn bagel. But all of a sudden, we got guys getting bent out of shape. All day long, here I play that rap thing. I played My Name Is there at the beginning, okay? Did we get any calls about that?
No.
About rap music?
No.
About any of the other stuff we were talking about from dark, complected folks?
No.
But all I got to do is mention that the NBA is for black people. This guy gets bent out of shape. I'm not stupid. I'm articulate and intelligent and an observer of the passing scene. 5670560, #560 on a Mobile One line. Here's a mobile in West Palm. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I don't know if anybody brought this up Tuesday. There was the America's videos or something on TV. Did you happen to see the guys and the zookeepers were cleaning up the elephants?
No.
No.
Okay, there were 2 of them in there, they were cleaning up the elephant, and the one was in back of the elephant, and the one in front kind of scared the elephant, and the guy's head went right up the elephant's rectum.
Rectum, yeah.
I just thought you might have caught that.
Okay, well, I guess he caught it. Whatever you say, sir, I have no idea what you're talking about, but it killed about 30 seconds. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Hank Goldberg, show at 2, in the studio again for the second day in a row. Let me take a look. Friday, May 8th. How about Friday, May 7th? That's today. Yeah, Hank Goldberg in the building again today. Hank will be here live and maybe actually on at 2 o'clock or not. You'll have to stick around and find out if he'll actually come on when the theme ends. Kim Bocamper with 6, 9:35 till the wee hours of the morning. The Marlins and the Dodgers. You going to stay up for that?
No.
Damn straight we're not. We'll be watching the Maple Leafs and the Pittsburgh Penguins there on a CBC or wherever else it's going to be tonight. Anybody that's got a brain, anybody that's a real man. Here's a mobile in Belgrade. Hello.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
A few things. I want to thank you for 2 things. It's MindSpring, a year and a half ago, signed up when you told me to.
Great.
and hockey. I enjoy watching every hockey game, no matter who it is. It's just great, you know, fast action and everything. And have you catch some of these commercials on TV where these actors and everything are talking about a book about God and everything?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, I love the one, the Miss America, the deaf girl. I want to thank the Lord for this and that and stuff. And like, if the Lord was so great,
how
why did he make
deaf?
You deaf?
Right.
You know?
Just like the people in Oklahoma thanking the Lord for, you know, grabbing their hand and saving them. If the Lord is paying any attention, how come he blew everybody away and knocked their house down?
Yeah, thank the Lord we still have our life and our photo albums.
Isn't that pathetic? They're standing there in the middle of this rubble of all these splinters that used to be 3,000 houses, and they're standing there thanking God. I mean, you're talking about people that are so brainwashed that they can't even begin to have originate a thought of their own in their brain, what used to be left of their brain.
Yeah, can I make a request?
Yes, sir.
Of the Virgin Mary, put.
Okay.
Thanks.
God bless you. Yeah, let's pray to the Virgin Mary. Maybe she's paying attention this week as opposed to hanging out at that bank building or hanging out up there at some little horse buggy town in Georgia. What is it? Athens, Georgia? Is that the place? Some little nickel and dime. I think right up the creek from Aintree. In fact, that kid that's sitting up there with a banjo in the tree, you know, in Aintree in Deliverance, I wonder if he's thanking the Virgin Mary for making him what he is today, huh? Here's a lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just want to talk to you about that, the whole Britney Spears thing.
Yeah, let's
you know?
Get back to Britney Spears, okay, to something really hot.
Thank
some,
you.
Some
okay,
guys can think they're...
She's so skanky.
She's skanky?
She's skanky. She's nasty. Come on, what is she, like 17 years old and she's getting breast implants?
Well, alleged. I don't know, Georgia's holding up Rolling Stone and is a guy that's got good eyesight, even though I wouldn't touch her with my hand. She looks pretty good to me.
She's just sick. She's sick.
Yeah.
She's like 17 years old, and she's supposed to be some, like, role model or some crap.
Who said she's supposed to be a role model? She's a rock star. She's not a role model.
She's not a rock star.
She's a business lady.
She's a crap little pop star girl. She's
right.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, the only reason she went on tour with NSYNC is so she'd get all popular, and the only reason
she said she's full of... How do you like that?
I find her very inspiring.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, when you're in there on a crapper, you'd probably be reading that Rolling Stone magazine. And then you can both be full of what she just said, huh? Oh, gosh. See, that's all I know how to do is attack and attack and attack. Give credit where credit is due. You're just jealous, sweetheart. That's what it is.
You are
just only pray that you had boobs like that. Real or imaginary or make-believe or implants or whatever.
Desire.
Oh. I'm so glad I brought up that Britney Spears thing. Leave it to an old queen like me to come up with a real hot young chick. You guys, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen that video, once you do, you'll be thanking me. You'll be sending me mailgrams thanking me for turning you onto that hot young thing, whatever she is. And to say that she's skanky, I mean, how could you look at that and say that she's skanky? I heard jealousy just oozing, just seeping. I gotta wipe the phone off right now. Just to wipe the jealousy off from it. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil. How's it going?
Great.
Hey, I got that Rolling Stone. Yeah, she is hot. I mean, I wouldn't go buy her album.
She is smoldering. No, you don't have to buy the album. You got
the
Rolling
Stone. You know, she got breast implants, and now well, she's a bad person. I mean, and, you know, and just got that to be popular. I mean, she's a pop singer. What do they expect her to be, you know?
Yeah, and then she says she's a role model.
What
is she a role model for the breast plant futures of America? What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, and that just goes, you know, with the whole thing. I mean, and that goes back to, you know, look at the music that they're listening to. You know, they should be a role model. Role model. The girl's a millionaire. She's 17. If she gets big breasts, well, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Name me a singer that was ever a role model. Since when are singers supposed to be role models?
They're not.
Besides,
the
like Tupac.
Anita Bryant.
And as far as the...
Frank Sinatra. Yeah.
And as far as the you were talking later about adults that don't buy music or whatever, and I do think that's true, but that isn't part. I think a lot of the radio stations are playing something that is more geared towards teens.
Right.
And I think that adults just don't keep up on music. I mean, I'm 27. I buy CDs, you know, every month.
Well, what do you buy?
Well, I can't get into commercial stuff. You know, I read Rolling Stone. I'm more into the alternative, you know, more of the underground music. You know, I'm not, you know, as far as, because every
time.
Yeah,
man.
Mm-hmm. You know, rock.
Well, once you start doing all those drugs, that's what happens, you know.
Yeah, well, you know. But, but no, and the fact that they're associating everything with music. You listen to rap music, that's why they shot these. You know, and that's just insane. I mean, you know, you can listen to, that's been going on since, you know what I mean? You know, AC/DC are back in the 70s, and you know, the Rolling Stones are singing about heroin. It didn't mean everybody was shooting up.
You
know what I mean? So it's just insane. And yeah, but this girl that just called, yeah, that was just pure jealousy.
Yeah, she looks in the mirror and she just cries. She just cries. And we ought to get her a copy of Rolling Stone. She'll be in tears.
Yeah, I mean, I saw her on the cover and I was just blown away.
Smoldering.
I was like,
smoldering.
Christ,
I'm almost ready to convert. Almost. Have a great day, pal.
All right.
Okay, put the magazine away. 1257 at 560 WQ. I didn't see that picture, the one you just held up. She really is. She is just, I mean, perfect. There is. I don't care if they're real or not. She's perfect. Very few people look perfect. She is perfect.
Shapely.
Yeah, there you go. Pearl Vision is a place to go for all your eye care needs. Another.
Oh, boy. It's the 1-2 hour.
My anus. 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 My anus.
Hi, kids.
Hi.
Y'all like cutting little stinkers?
Uh-huh.
That funny little sound that comes right out your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do?
Uh-huh.
Get paid for writing little songs about poo-poo? My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm going to fart on. And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, did you pass gas?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Man, you low class.
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled that butt ripping gases and tune was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch who ate too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. It's my girl, cuz.
I don't give a f***. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus.
My English teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. Said the problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. Walked in the strip club, my intestines were filled up. Mooned the bartender, took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had a buck in a garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a farter. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom got more gas than I do.
Oh, baby.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises made on the crapper. You know you was dirt when the women rushed to leave. You tried to hold it back, but your butt needed relief. This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go drop the kids off at the pool.
My anus, my anus. My anus smells. My anus. My anus. My anus smells. My anus. My anus. My anus smells.
I say Jesse DeBody for president. Wait till you hear this. Governor Jesse Ventura, who once used his office to proclaim Rolling Stones Day in Minnesota, refused to sign a proclamation making yesterday a day of prayer.
Oh!
Ventura broke with the practice of his predecessors, who typically proclaimed a prayer day in conjunction with the National Day of Prayer. I believe in the separation of church and state, Ventura said. The Minnesota Family Council criticized his decision, of course, the Family Association of Right-Wing Lunatic Christians. Nice going, Jesse the Body, baby.
Oh!
567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's Jason's mom in Boca who's all bent out of shape. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Rita Blasbog, Jason's mom.
How you doing?
I'm okay. I'm not bent out of shape. I just want to let you know Jason is not an Arab, and neither am I.
Yeah.
I was born in Egypt. That doesn't make me an Arab.
But he is circumcised.
He is.
That's what we have.
He's an American-born Sephardic Jew.
Yeah.
That's it.
Boy!
He said he's got a little German in him, though.
My husband was born in Germany in a DP camp.
Wow.
So he's got a little bit of both.
You got all the bases covered.
That's it.
Okay, I'll see you at the pyramids.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we got 600 open lines. Now we actually had a few hours of activity here today, but don't overdo it. This will be good. Then we can play all the music this hour. 567-0560, plus we got lunch coming at 1:30, right?
Yeah.
You're right. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. See, I don't understand why that should be even the least bit provocative, my comments about the NBA. I've been saying that for years. Why should anybody take umbrage with that? Who don't even understand what that word means? Why should anybody be pissed off about that? If you like it, great. Have a good time. Watch it. Eat it. You know, love it. But just because a lot of the rest of us don't care about it, it's like the guys with their golf. You can call here every day and tell me what a great sport it is and how we ought to be talking about it, and I'm going to still say, crap. That's my opinion. Christ almighty, talk about what a boring world it would be if we all liked the same stuff. I don't care if we have any dark-complected folks that come to hockey games. If you want to come, if you're having a good time, fine. But if there were all white people in there, that's okay too, okay? We're not going to start selling watermelon at the concession stand just because we got seven or eight black hockey fans. Just like the white people that go there to the Miami Arena to watch the goddamn Heat. They go out there and they expect to get like chitlins and, you know, collard greens at the concessions. Whatever that means. Here's Hallandale. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
Neil, I heard about something and I can't track it down. It's called the Racing Network. It comes in by Dish.
Right.
It's on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all over the world. Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have heard of it. I don't think it's on 24 hours a day, though. I think it's on... Well, wait a minute. Let me take a look right now and see if it's on 315. 1 second, please, on a small dish. I think it's on... Yeah, it's on right now.
Yeah, it's supposed to go over Australia, Canada, all over the world.
But this particular... The only one that I know of, it's on 315 on DirecTV. It's on all afternoon, but this isn't 24 hours a day. The one you're talking about, I have read about it, but I don't know where you get the information on it.
Well, it was advertised on your station.
Yeah.
It's called the Racing Network.
Right.
You have no way, no phone number on it, do you?
No, of course not, because they don't give us any numbers. We have people calling us morning, noon, and night for phone numbers of stuff like that, and we have no list.
I got you.
We even went to Greg Reed and said, please, people, you know, we want to help the sponsors out. He said, I don't care.
It's ridiculous.
Exactly.
And by the way, I begin to worry about myself. I understood Kingfisher's interview.
There you go.
There you go.
Have a great day.
You too, then.
Plunge your brains out. Okay, there's a guy who wants to plunge around the clock, and why the hell not? It's his money. If he wants to lose it, more power to him. Help the world economy. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line.
Push back the moon!
Now the Pope depends on you. And the powers you possess. Since you saved his life with your flying scissor knife, he's got a job for you to do.
Oh!
You have a brand new style too. We love the way you want your due. With the big V on your chest and bulletproof in tight dress, we're pending on tomorrow, friend. Moves with the speed of a gazelle, sends the bad guy straight to hell. When a building starts to blow, ignoring it, then we know. One crushing cry, one mighty blow.
Oh. Let's hear for the Virgin Mary and Ricky Martin there. Just caught the ass end of that. That was good timing. They were just playing... La Copa de la Vida, the Cup of Life. Now, was that when they must have had the English on there, too, huh? Somewhere I got that one where he'd like mixed it. He'd have four or five words of English in the middle to pacify all of us Anglos. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. You know, it's like the thing with the NBA, which is for, you know, basically faggots. It's a fag league. But, you know, it's fine. It's for dark people who happen to like guys, you know. But it's like the thing with Ricky Martin. I mean, we can't all eat horse meat. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Glad to have you back, although George did a fantastic job. I must say I'm looking forward to going to Amsterdam myself. I'm going there.
Back.
I'm going there at the end of July.
Right.
I'm looking very forward to it. Never been there before.
Oh, it's going
to
be your first trip?
First trip, yes, sir.
Oh, you'll love it.
Yeah, that's what I hear. I'm basically pretty much going just to see the sights and maybe check out some of the women.
Mm-hmm. Get laid, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm also thinking about taking your advice and taking a train up to Cologne.
Oh, it's a beautiful city. Boy, that's a great place.
That's from what I've heard from you as well as other people.
Two and a half hours by train. There's a few stops in between, but it's a piece of cake.
Well, I was also thinking about going going into Denmark. I hear that's very nice as well. I don't know if it's true or not.
It's beautiful, yeah.
But I called to talk about the best sport in the world, which is hockey.
Right.
Being that I'm such a big Maples fan as yourself, and I really don't... All I can say is that I think that they will be able to win the series, is provided that they are able to score three goals per game.
Yeah, Joseph's he's playing at his best right now. He hasn't played this good all year long. He played so brilliant against Philadelphia. All that belly aching. And by the way, I forgot to mention the other day, nice going NHL, finding Ed Snyder $50,000 and Roger Nielsen $25,000, throwing up their big mouths to the crybabies there in Philadelphia. And bellyaching. They give them five power plays in a row, and they're bellyaching about the officiating.
Well, I'd like to say that I watched that game, Neil, and, I mean, when you give a guy a blatant elbow like that, no matter who you're playing
against.
That's right.
And by the way, of the five penalties in a row they called on the Leafs, at least four of them, including the one on Stevie Thomas, they were marginal at best, and the Leafs weren't crying, and they weren't complaining. So grow up, Ed Snyder. You know, see, they're under all this pressure because they spent all this money, and they still can't win a goddamn thing.
Exactly. And I tell you what, when you do something like that right in front of a ref,
right?
You know, I mean, I don't care if it's an overtime or whenever, whatever situation.
You're going to get it.
Exactly. You know, you're going to get the penalty called on you. And, you know, Toronto was good enough to...
And I hate to break the news to the Flyers, but unless you score any goals, you don't win any games.
That's true, too. When you have five power plays, maybe they ought to really work on their power play in the offseason,
yeah.
I think, maybe.
Maybe they ought to work on a new coach.
But, yeah, well, that's going to happen.
Okay, pal.
Take care of yourself.
Go Leafs, go.
All right,
then. Barkov picking it up the board. Bears and pick stick pushes it ahead. 3-on-1 break. Perros the wheelman, both the best, but into the rush. He scores! Got it, Perros! Rips it over the shoulder of Rose for a shorthanded goal. His second of the game. It's 2-1.
All right, Yannick, baby. 567-0560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. By the way, we're going to give some no-dos to Bob Cole for the broadcast tonight.
Uh-huh.
Please, wake him up. Here's a lady in Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, me and my son, okay, we're both on the line. We're really big Britney Spears fan, right?
Oh, thank God we finally got somebody to speak up for
Britney. Yes, we love her. We support her breasts and all.
Right.
All right? Because if you have the money and you're flat, go out and get yourself some implants.
These other
really
broads,
sad thank how you. Girls go
they're
out.
Jealous. They're just jealous. That's
thank
all.
They're jealous. They
bitterly
are.
Jealous.
They are. They're jealous. Britney, she's very pretty, okay? Who cares if she's going out with Justin? Good for her.
Right.
But all these little girls are just jealous, and it's not fair to her.
You've been jealous of the Backstreet Boys.
Yes. Hey, Backstreet Boys rule.
Huh?
Backstreet Boys rule. Okay.
We love them all.
We love them.
God bless you, sweethearts.
No, but seriously,
yes.
Who cares if she's going out with Justin? You know, good for her. She's out there. She's working hard. She's making all her videos. She's making all her
songs.
She's
making all the big bucks. She's getting laid 20 times a day. One more day. Like
I know. Who cares if she doesn't write her music? It doesn't matter.
Right.
She's making the money.
Exactly.
So... we're just really big Britney Spears.
Okay. Put the magazine away and have a great day. What is it?
When I say I want it that way, that we
are pissed because Nikki's Nikki's saying no, you know. And you gotta
can't reach to your heart when you say I want it that way. Tell me why he ain't nothing but a normal day. Tell me why he...
You'll see that'll be number one half by the end of next week. You mark my words. Mark it on a calendar, okay? Just write it down right now. And all you people that want to rip Britney, just like these two young ladies just said, they're right on target. Whether her breasts are real, whether they're make-believe, whether she can sing, whether she can't sing, whether she's screwing a guy from NSYNC, no matter what the hell is going on, she is A-OK in our book here on this show.
Oh!
Is what I say. A little bit behind the Backstreet Boys, but nevertheless. Here's Miami. Hello. Yes, sir.
Oh, it's me.
It sounds like you.
Neil, how you doing?
Great.
A couple things. I tried to get to you earlier in the week when you were talking about the trains in Europe and the toilets.
Right.
I was over in Switzerland, and I went in my first time I ever done that, and I go in there, sure enough, you know, I do my thing, and I
yeah.
I punch the thing, and it, the bottom drops out, and there's the tracks go running by.
Right.
So I couldn't believe it. I went out and I told my wife, and I get my video camera. I went in there. I videotaped the thing. I said, nobody's going to believe this.
Yeah. You really leave your mark on Europe when you go on a train.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, on the train.
And on one side, it kind of makes sense, you know. But then, of course, over here, that's politically incorrect, and it's all nasty and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
They just have a little note there that says, please do not use, you know, toilets during
at the stops, yeah.
Yeah, other than that, you're out on the highway there, and it's no big deal.
Although I think it would be okay to use it at the stop in Amsterdam because there's so much dog all over the city. You know, a little more wouldn't hurt. They would never know. They would know the difference.
I was in Amsterdam when I was a kid. I need to go back again.
Yes, you do.
Another thing, Wednesday's USA Today. I don't know if you saw it or not. Front page news about the tornadoes and everything. There's a quote from a man named Bob Hawkins, and he says, this was no tornado. This was God taking a wrecking ball to our town. Okay, so now how do the religious people justify God coming in and, you know, killing everybody and destroying their homes? How does that work out?
He's pissed off again, don't you understand? He's sucking the rage.
Well, he's a good and great God. Why would he do such thing? I don't get that.
Well, because his wrath keeps waxing hot. He just can't help himself. You know, it's out of control.
Some of the best shows that you do are the ones where people call in and you get one-on-one with them.
Yeah.
I try
to peddle us the God bull crap,
even though
we know that they don't believe it.
Oh, I wish somebody would call you right now. I can't wait. I just love that.
I mean, I'm ready to believe. I'll tell you what. I'll believe there's a God as soon as I believe that white people really enjoy the NBA.
Well, how come it's packed with white people?
For the same reason the hockey game is packed with white people, because it's a place to go. There's nothing else going on here. What else are they going to do?
So that's just part of their entertainment for the night.
Exactly.
They don't really care.
And if you pay even just minimal attention, notice 80% of them spend most of the game on their cell phones and looking around to see if anybody's looking at them and trying to impress each other.
Oh, not only that, they're talking to the guy across the other side of the stadium.
Yeah, exactly. Have a great day, pal.
Waving their hand. Hey, Sammy, yeah.
Okay, I'll see you on the train.
Okay.
Bye. 5670560 #560 on the AT&T wireless line. I mean, just give it up already. You can keep putting on the act, and of course, the sports nerds—they'll hop right in there with you. Oh, and Zoe this and this one. Just wasting time. You know, you're just diddling it. Here's a mobile in Palm Beach. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Great.
Good. First time caller, long time listener. I was on a couple of things I want to talk to you about. First thing is, what do you think of that Kentucky Derby?
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't?
I was out of the country. I was still on vacation, so I never saw a replay of it.
I gamble quite frequently with a very famous ex-baseball player who, I won't mention his name, but was banned from baseball for life.
He needs very serious help.
Well, I'll tell you, is he
still piling the $100 bills up on the table at the track?
Yes, he is.
Oh, please.
On
please.
Friday, he
tell
told
him
me
to get some assistance.
He told me that horse was going to win the Kentucky Derby. Now,
yeah.
He's probably the worst handicapper in the world.
I would agree with that.
How bad
was
that, Rich?
I never saw this guy cash a ticket in my life. I could tell you stories about your buddy that would make you cry.
Uh-huh. Well,
But have a great day. Yeah, anybody, you know something? The only thing I can say is about a guy that comes to the racetrack and piles up a bunch of $100 bills on the table in the dining room, all I can say is,
he's an asshole.
Right. You know, maybe they may have had 4,000 hits, great player, all this other stuff. But a guy that sits there trying to impress everybody with all the money that he's losing, all I can say is,
he's an asshole.
Thank you, Chuck. There's our good friend Chuck from the Sub Center with my lunch today. Back to the meatballs and cheese. And you know something? So what if there is a little bit of carbs in there? I don't care. Do I care?
No.
No. I'm feeling great. I turned the entire world onto Britney Spears now, including all you old leches out there. Keep these leches out of the goddamn shopping malls and out of those tea rooms and get them on there to MTV so they can see what life is really all about. Whether they're real or not. Thanks, Chuck. Even got a whole new avenue here for George with this Britney Spears thing. He's got that Rolling Stone. He's got it squeezed so hard that it's bleeding. And the magazine, too.
I don't care if she sings like Enrique.
Well, I mean, I don't think you'd be able to tell the difference. Don't be knocking my good buddy Enrique now, okay? Who's got that, it's not a single. Mubble, now, did she say there's a new album coming out?
Tracy? No, he's just on the soundtrack of the Wild Wild West.
By Lamos?
See.
Yes, I do see. All it is that... Now, let me ask you something. They made me this CD over there at Power 96. Thanks again, Kid Curry. You're okay in my book. And you're right, that on out of squee. What a cow she was. But seriously, I didn't know that you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
We have the ability to make CDs here in this place?
And in the place we just left as well.
What do you mean by that?
They had a CD burner over there at Paxson.
They did? Oh, I love that. Can you get a CD burner for a home?
Yeah.
You can?
CD and DVD if you want. Big buck spender like you.
You can burn it?
Yeah, man.
Wow. I think I'm going to go home and burn one right now. Or maybe before I go home, maybe right after lunch. 26 past 1 at 560. That's what Clarence Thomas said. Let's go burn one, y'all. Isn't that what he said? Something like that. He'd be toking it. And then that bitch in the paper this morning with that column. Anybody see that column about, oh, yeah, don't hide your faith, and Clarence Thomas says this. I'm so embarrassed for these assholes that write in the papers in this town. Yeah, don't hide your faith. Wear it on your shirt sleeve. Put that damn fish on the back of your car. Show everybody all the God bull crap while he's busy blowing up your town because he's pissed off. Hey, you want some real action? Then head for Hollywood Seminole Gaming on March 29th. A 34-year-old guy from Davie won over $327,000 there, and a lady from New York walked away in February with $389,000. You might
Friday, you bastard.
Just you inbred boys. Never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, because they're each other's paw, and they're forking their bombs, brushing their gums, because they ain't got no teeth. Most days they're mounting their mama, because they can't catch a sheep. They're getting laid the only way they know how. That's just a little more fun than going tipping some cows. Just two inbred boys. Wouldn't change if they could. Screwing with Darwin because they're kinfolk is some wood.
All right, 132 at 560 WQM. We're sucking the juice today, or whatever that thing was. What is it? Suck the what?
Rage.
Suck the rage. That's the motto of the NBA. Suck it. Anyway, Jim faxes and says he had a similar toilet experience in Germany as well. We took a short cruise on the Rhine. When he went to use the toilet, he could look straight down into the river. I told my buddy about it. We overheard a German on the boat saying the river was cloudy because of silt, which he may have mispronounced. He may have, something that sounds like silt. At least three of the letters were right anyway. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T. You know what I'm going to do on Monday? I'm going to bring my video in from MTV that I taped last night and the night before. There's about 2 hours on there. And we can play the Britney Spears thing right there because I'm sure it's probably not in the stores yet. And even if it is, who the hell wants to pay to buy it when I already got it on tape? Here's a mobile in Tamarack. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Pretty good, sir.
First, I'd like to thank God for giving me that flat tire earlier today. I really appreciate that.
Right.
And some Britney Spears info. Saw her on a show the other day.
Yeah.
And it's funny you mentioned Annette Funicello because Britney Spears was a new Mouseketeer on that new show when they had it. And I guess her NSYNC connection was two of the guys in NSYNC. I think it's the guy she's doing now were also Mouseketeers.
Yeah, they both look real Mickey Mouse to me, that NSYNC group. They suck.
Well, anyway, that's the poop.
Thank you, sir.
Yep.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I'll tell you one thing. We had more young ladies call today than we ever have in 7 years of Tuesday, like, what, four or five? That's a lot for us. That's like a 10-year quota, because you got to talk about the stuff that they're interested in, okay? They're interested in NSYNC and the Backdoor Boys and Britney Spears and all of these things, okay? And even that marginal Jordan and Joey, they used to be in the goddamn new Kids on the Block who should only go away, who couldn't sing their way out of a paper sack. And even this Ricky Martin, which this is why he's singing in both languages now. All of a sudden, he made the big crossover. He's big in Spanish. He's big in English. He's big in Puerto Rican, which they, who knows what language they're speaking. Is there a difference? I was thinking that this morning. Is there a difference between the Spanish that now don't make some kind of a shot at the Puerto Ricans because I know you, but is there a difference between their Spanish and like the Spanish that the get out of here with that Cuban speak?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's the difference.
Meaning what?
Mostly in the slang.
Yeah, such as what? I don't want to hear anything disgusting and foul. Like Cuño and Mierda and Maricón and
all of them have different versions of Spaniard Spanish. Like they drop the lisp and but the Puerto Ricans,
so the Puerto Ricans
screw
don't
it up.
Lisp.
They screw it up.
They
the Mexicans lisp. Really, really screw up the Spanish.
Okay, now you're back to the Mexicans again. That was 2 days ago. You're getting like the audience. Let's stick with the Puerto Ricans, okay? Ricky Martin, they don't come any more Puerto Rican than him. They speak and they don't come luckier than him either, okay? I wish him nothing but the best. He never stole a freight train. But those people that graduate from General Hospital, even look at that Puke and Laura that were on that show. Or in fact, I think they're back. Who knows? I watch Guiding Light myself, thank you. But, I mean, look at all the people that have been on there that have moved on to bigger. Rick Springfield and that simpleton Richard Simmons and who else? John Stamos, Blackie. What? Now, what do you like? There's the one good guy. You know, although I did like Rick Springfield. He had like two or three records. He was good. But John Stamos, he still looks the same. There's a good guy for you. A good macho guy instead of a screaming, simpering Richard Simmons. And then, of course, there's Ricky Martin who, you know, he's a... Here's a traffic, a pig report in Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil, southbound on 95 between right after Sterling, there's a bad wreck. Everybody just start backing up there. I'd let everybody know.
Southbound 95.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Have a wonderful day.
And back
good
to
weekend.
You. And you too. And happy Mother's Day, by the way, to all you mothers out there. I don't want to neglect that. I don't want to forget that. And no, my mother is not going to be on the air. And Jason came in and said, you can be sure his mother won't be calling in again anytime soon. What's wrong with you, Jason? You're some kind of a hard ass?
Uh-huh.
Leave mom alone, okay? She sounded real nice to me for a Sephardic Jewish mother. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Deerfield Beach. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
I have a hockey question for you.
Yeah.
When the team takes a penalty, like too many men, and they put a guy on the bench in the penalty box,
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it's like a real good player. How do they decide who goes in there?
Because it's always somebody that would never be playing killing penalties, okay?
So if it's pure, like they put Pavel Bure on there because he's offensive.
Well, they wouldn't put him in there, I don't think. But they it's like Whitney has been in there in that kind of a situation. If they figure maybe they can spring somebody on a breakaway or something getting out of the penalty box, depends on the situation in the game, but it's always a guy that they would not be using killing penalties.
I see. Gotcha. Also, I'd like to call Mark in Phoenix a big predictive dialer buying douchebag.
Okay.
Thanks, bud.
See ya. And by the way, speaking of Marty Straka, by the way, since most of you know so little about the game, not only did he have a great offensive season and having a fantastic offensive playoffs, but he's also one of the best penalty killers in the National Hockey League. I just mentioned that in passing since our organization here paid him $600,000 to go away. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Joe Costello in there says, thank God the sandwich don't smell like feet today. No, I've smelled sandwiches. I guess certain kinds of cheese, they do smell like, well, maybe that's with toe cheese, toe jam. Smell like feet. Now, I don't know what his problem is. I have no idea. He just screwed up. He shaves his nuts, and he doesn't like feet. Now, what about, what's her name? Bridget,
Britney Spears.
What did I say? Bridget. I got a mouthful of food here. I don't know what I'm doing. Britney Spears.
He will not put her feet in his mouth either.
You wouldn't suck her toes? How about her... 22 before 2 at 560 WQMFU.
So, how gay do you want to look today?
Pretty gay.
Like, flippant raving gay or just kind of gay?
No, like really gay.
Great, lean back.
How gay do you want to look today? Come to Gay Cuts and they'll give you the perfect hairdo to suit your alternative style.
You want that tossy bangs look thing or the two-layer thing around the back?
No matter how gay you are, Gay Cuts can fit your style. And don't forget to ask about our new specialty cuts, too. From back shavings to crack shavings, Gay Cuts will do it all.
Yeah, Sebastian just hates my hairy ass. If you could do something about that, we'd both be really happy.
Just bend over and say, smooth for me.
Gay Cuts, how gay do you want to look today?
Yeah.
142 at 560 WQM. We got the award-winning Hank Goldberg show coming up at 2. The odds are 80 to 20 against that he'll be there at 2 o'clock when the theme ends. We just sit around here mesmerized every day. It's become like a regular part of our routine, waiting to see if he's actually going to be there. Yep. Will it be Corey? Will it be Jason? Will it be who? Will it be the janitor? Will it be anybody whose voice comes on there like at 2:01? Keep them guessing, Hank. Then they got Kimba Bocamper at 6 o'clock. And then at 9:30 tonight, 9 whatever time, 9:35, Marlins and the Dodgers.
It's on. It's on.
No.
Oh, here we go. I never saw anybody move so fast in my life.
I saw that telescope you were talking about.
Yeah. Well, wait till you see the guy. I mean, not that he'll care, but believe it. Something in this video for everybody. Turn on MTV immediately, if not sooner, boys and girls. Yeah, she's 17. She's 17.
things about me you just have to know. Sometimes I run.
Pretty good song.
Oh, now if you watch there, now watch. Don't take your eyes off this. Look at the hand. You see that? Oh, here he is. Here's the guy. But anyway, there was a hand in the crotch on whatever that was on the left of the car. Did you see that? Another one of those little messages. Don't let Tipper Gore see that. There he is. So anyway, that's enough of that. Song sucks. I mean, but she's a hot.
She must be another product of the Big Papa Music Factory.
Britney Spears line, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up, buddy?
How you doing?
I can't believe you just picked up like that.
Well, because George is not going to answer the phone now. He's busy. He's got both hands occupied.
I swear, I've called the station before and it rang like 50 times.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know that Britney Spears, I was cleaning my daughter's room out the other day.
Yes.
She's got a poster up.
Mm-hmm.
I got Major Wood.
Yeah.
And I just want to let you know that keep playing that good stuff. And I am a Julio from Hialeah.
All right.
I got a shameless request.
Yes, sir.
Cowboy Dick ice cream.
You got it.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Oh, we know where this guy's mind is running.
Hey, what you eating?
Cowboy Dick.
Hey, buckaroos. There's nothing like a little Cowboy Dick ice cream.
I want something. I've got a craving.
Yeah, well, how about some Cowboy Dick?
Sure.
All the cowgirls love my Cowboy Dick. And I should know, because I'm Cowboy Dick.
I like my Cowboy Dick with some nuts.
No problem, partner. Introducing Cowboy Dick with nuts so big you can hardly wrap your lips around them.
My youngins love Cowboy Dick.
Ma'am, fill your posse with my Cowboy Dick.
Oh, Cowboy Dick.
Here, try it. How is it?
I can't talk. My mouth is full of Cowboy Dick.
She's smiling. Fill your mouth with my Cowboy Dick. Available in your grocer's freezer. Ooh, once you've had your first Cowboy Dick, you won't ever go back. When you're filled with Cowboy Dick, you'll scream, woo!
So Joe Costello says that Britney Spears couldn't hold a candle to Jeff Gordon. Whatever that means. That's what he said. What did I always tell you about these auto racing guys? By the way, don't forget tomorrow morning is the big show, 6 to 7 still. Yeah, 6 to 7. It should be 7 to 8, but he got screwed over by the program director who's a pussy. Here's Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You're the exception to the rule.
Of what?
You're the only Jew I know that doesn't like baboon ball.
Yeah.
Which is good because it's all clutching and timeouts and fouls at the end.
Elbowing, yeah. It's garbage.
It's horrendous. Still. After watching,
I mean, what's the big deal of a guy that's 7 foot tall shooting the ball into a 10 foot basket? I mean, you got to keep in mind they haven't raised a basket in about 100 years. Okay, guys like Bobby Wanzer, they used to be 5'9", 5'10", when they were Bob Cousy, little guys. When they made baskets, then it was an accomplishment. When you're 7 feet tall and your arm goes up 9.5 feet in the air, what's the big deal?
It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't know what the attraction is with this country with that game.
I have no idea.
But
it's strictly hype.
It is. Takes up all the sports page every day. I mean,
yeah. Well, you got to understand the Herald. They're in bed with Mickey Arison. Remember when they put the arena over on the public because it's right down there by the Herald building, and they figured the property value will go up. And the Sun Sentinel, they don't know their ass from their elbow.
Yeah. And when you have series like the Avs and the Sharks, which was sensational, nothing but two paragraphs about it. And
right.
Then they talk about it. They give a frontal page to Hardaway today. It's amazing.
Pathetic. It's just tragic. That's why you got to hop on the internet and check out real newspapers.
I'll do that, Neil.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Check out the Toronto Sun. Then you'll read some good hockey stuff. 12 minutes before. So there you saw the video. And was I right or what?
You were right. And I never have to turn the volume up again.
You don't have to listen to the music. Just take a look at her and,
Right.
Don't waste either one of your hands turning the music up. 567-0560, pound 560 on here. She's cute, you know. I mean, the music sucks, it blows. But then again, she's within NSYNC. I'm telling you, I don't care if it's number one hat, that NSYNC. They couldn't sync their way out of a paper box. They suck. They're pathetic. I would listen to Five before I would listen to NSYNC, and I would die before I'd listen to Five, or Four, or Three. Five of the pastiest-looking Brits who, couldn't get arrested at a panty raid. 149 at 560 WQM. Here's